This is Carl Lindebaugh, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reddit community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
A holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For now, it's time for us to discuss what's going on in the world news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen here, sort of, I don't know if I refer to myself as a mastermind. Rich, do you think I'm a mastermind? Maybe it
depends on what you're trying to mine.
If that's so.
Sometimes you're the master.
Okay, thank you. All right, that's the voice of Rich McFadden, who's at Radio America in Washington. I visited with him during the week. Also, I could have visited with you, Rick, except it was late at night when I drove through New Jersey the other night, so I didn't get to stop at WDEL in Wilmington. That's where Rick is. And I didn't get to see Victoria, but I see her all the time anyway. She's from the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. We're here to discuss the issues of the week. According to the research done at Talkers Magazine, I'm going to do something a little different this week.
Here we go.
Excuse me?
That's condescending. Yes, hello? Hello?
That was condescending of you to say
it was
a little bit. Okay, so we know the impeachment's big. We know the debates are big. I want to go to the debates and find out what it is that our friend, I say this lovingly because I think everybody should be our friends. I'm not voting for her. I think she'd be a nightmare and a half. Senator Elizabeth Warren referred to in the Democratic debate Mayor Pete as a, there's this wine thing, the wine cave Pete.
The wine cave, yeah.
All right, so you want to take the first shot at that one, Rick? Go ahead.
Sure, why not? They're all trying to raise money. You know, elections cost a lot of money. They're very expensive. And Pete Buttigieg knows people out in Silicon Valley and out in California who are billionaires. And they went out to the Napa Valley and said, hey, we've got $900 bottles of wine. Give us $500 minimum. You can stop in and meet Pete Buttigieg. He's running for president. They said, sure, why not? Because it's not atypical. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders would like to make a big point of we have small amount of money.
Yeah, but they had always
$5.
Warren,
that's true.
Yeah, come on. These guys.
No, but Warren's making a big point of it now.
I don't know about. I think maybe Bernie is pretty true to himself in this one. But Warren is. She's such a hypocrite across the board. She's such a hypocrite. And this is
surprisingly, this whole idea of wine cave became a meme, and it's all over social media.
That's right.
Wine cave, it's ridiculous. Because it doesn't have anything to do with policy. It just has to do with appearances.
Her desperation
What is so interesting about this, and he was ready for this, which is interesting that he was. He pointed out that she was a millionaire.
Yep.
And this is accurate, that she transferred, I believe it's accurate, that she transferred millions of dollars she'd raised for her Senate account while she also held the same closed door high-dollar fundraisers that she now says are, you know, these are just terrible, 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 because she's just not doing them on this campaign.
Yeah. Listen to Rich. He loves this. Oh, they're such hypocrites, though. I think of all of them, I think Mayor Pete is probably the least hypocritical.
Wine kids. And he's not a millionaire, he pointed out.
Yet. Yes.
He will be. All politicians
well,
all will
be.
All these guys.
You can't condemn somebody for what they're not yet.
Wait a minute.
Yes, I can.
I don't even see condemning them. What the hell is wrong with being successful in America? These people
you know
who want
wrong
to
with
denigrate.
It, you know what's
My
wrong
God.
With it? When what? You are a public servant and you become rich from the side deals, that is what's wrong with it. I don't...
Yeah, when you become a millionaire,
a millionaire
just 2 years in the Senate.
Right. Yeah. How did Nancy
Thank
Pelosi
you.
Get all of her money?
Right.
How did the Bushes get all of their money? How did Clinton get all of their money?
Can we be clear here? Her husband has money.
He has money because of contracts. Both she and Feinstein have had their husbands have bid on jobs and gotten government work and family. You dig into the families of both of those people, and they're up to their mickeys in government contracts.
But Trump's making billions of dollars by having people stay in his hotels.
Let's be clear, her husband has money, not her. And let's also be clear, Mayor
Pete, which one are we talking about? Feinstein or Pelosi?
Have money. He was the only one up there who doesn't have.
Again, what's wrong with having money? I've had it with and without, and I'll take it with, thank you.
No, if nothing's wrong with having money, but once you become a public servant and you take my money to make your money, then I have a problem.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah. All right, so
well done.
There's that. This is a little inside like Paul Harvey
Andrew
used to
Yang
have.
Andrew Yang was good, by the way. Andrew Yang
you
was good.
So? Yeah. That I think, one of the things that I found, excuse me, I thought... It was interesting that Bernie and Biden, most of the male candidates couldn't answer the question that came about what Obama said recently. He said it before. I've said it. Richie, you've heard me talk about this for years, that if women would rule the country or run the world, it would be a lot better place. I've always thought that. And Obama said it, and so the candidates were asked that, and Bernie, and Joe Biden, I guess if you're running against a woman, what are you going to say? They're better than you are? I suppose.
Well, let me be the first one to disagree with you, Doug.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I went through a list of women who, had given the opportunity, had found themselves to be as capable of being corrupt as any guy. And it's not just Philadelphia. like a dozen of them such. Well, yeah, there's Hillary as well. And, of course, our own first female governor, Ruth Ann Minner, here in Delaware, too. No, I truly believe that given the opportunity, you'll find just as great a percentage of women who will find themselves in opportunities of corruption as men.
Well, maybe I should be broader with my comment.
That's actually unlikely in public office.
I'm more referring to the world in general. My business acumen over the years has been to surround myself with as many women as possible. Richie will have a dig at that.
I'm in the same group, buddy.
Yeah, but I mean, the program I do Monday through Friday, DJV, hello, I'm one guy and there's three women on it with me. I don't know that I have to say much more than that. But the people who have worked with me over the years in sales,
radio's own sultan.
Radio's what? Would you say?
Radio's own sultan. You have your own harem around.
Well,
you know.
Go that far, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Also, with regard to,
we're not asking the woman here what she thinks. They're just gonna.
Well, I was. Listen, I have to ask you. Since when do I have to ask you anything?
Well, because you're all talking, and when three men talk at once, it usually isn't possible for a fourth voice to get in there. And it.
You're very capable. Yeah, you're very capable of inserting yourself. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. So I shall speak now. Now that I've cleared the room, rather effectively with that ruse.
Yours or mine?
My ruse. What I will say is this, that generally speaking on the world stage, and that's what President Obama was speaking about, when you see dictators, they tend to be men. When you see these men holding on to powers, as I just said, they tend to be men. You don't tend to see women doing that. You do tend to see women in power in democratic countries. Now, that's not to say that that might not change in the future when you see more women in power. We've not seen that yet. But that is what I'm saying. Are women capable of being corrupt? Of course they are. Women have the same capability for corruption as men do, and you can scour and look for that. However, that's what he was referring to.
All right. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Jones is here, along with Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. The impeachment up next here. It's 15 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20-25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton. It made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. All right, so let's get back to the second or first. It depends on your point of view. The debates were number one. Impeachment probably number one with most people. What I found interesting, and I'm driving across the country this week as I listen to a lot of different radio. I'm listening to public broadcasting. I actually listened for a couple of hours to that embarrassing pile of crap that came out of the... It was embarrassing to listen to those people. The congressman, back and forth, in real time, I was listening to the impeachment hearing.
I thought you were talking about a host.
No, I think the hosts, for the most part, are okay over there. Anyway, although, did you see that Adam Driver was being interviewed on Fresh Air, and he walked out of the studio on what's it
basically
like gross?
But Morning Edition, and,
really?
All Things Considered does a good job in
that. Yeah, they do. Well, it's interesting because he doesn't like the sound of his own voice, and his aide or assistant said to them, please don't play him singing because he doesn't want to hear that. And they did it anyway, and he said, God, I can't stand my own voice, and he left.
Yeah.
I know.
Kind of childish. Okay, anyway.
Wow. Hashtag dream.
Yeah. The point that we'll get to
impeachment
later
impeachment.
Is the impeachment. The listening to the radio, news talk radio, up 18% this week of this stuff. People wanting to listen to, and I found myself listening and thinking, what a disgrace. That's what I thought as I listened to these people on both sides. They're not articulate. They don't really have any great new ideas. They're saying the same old stuff back and forth. And it was just embarrassing for the country, I thought. What was more embarrassing?
Doug,
go ahead, Rick.
No, I'm just saying, I can't help but approach this with a sense of humor, and for me, the drinking game was every time a Republican said he didn't do anything wrong, you take a sip. When a Democrat says clear and present danger, you take a sip, and within 20 minutes, you lose command of the English language. You know? That was my version of the impeachment.
That's very good. And then, to add insult to injury, Putin says, Trump's my man. That was also...
Oh,
That's not what you want if you're Trump. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. It's a very interesting story in the Post, which has done some great reporting on this, saying that Trump told a former senior White House official that he knew Ukraine was to blame for the 2016 election meddling because Vladimir Putin told him so, and that the president reportedly embraced these Ukrainian interference theories insistently after he met privately with Putin at that G20 summit in 2017.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so that's a surprise to you?
It's not a surprise, but I think it's interesting, because that really does suit Putin.
Yeah, all these guys are the same. They kind of have the same cloth, as far as I'm concerned, any of them, all of them, in fact. All right, 21 after the hour, you're listening to the talk radio review of the hot hits, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Roundup, or the review, if you will, of the links that we have on our News Talk Radio. This is a Ouija board I've got in front of me here with Victoria Jones. She's at the DC Radio Company. And Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington. Rich McFadden is at the studios of Radio America in Washington. And so we're looking at these stories, or talking about the story, not looking at them because of radio. You want to look at them, go to talkers.com. You can see the list there anytime you'd like. The number 10 item, holiday movies. I'm going to go backwards now. I started with the two top ones. The whole business of Star Wars, and we were just talking about this during the break, it's critic proof. It's going to do 200 million or close to it this weekend, it's the end. It wraps up a lot of stuff. But you think Disney, now that it owns this property, isn't going to keep Star Wars going? Of course it is. They'll come up, they'll dream up some other way of using the Star Wars theme, create new things. Maybe they can talk about the life of Yoda. Those little child Yoda dolls.
Look at the Disney streaming app,
Baby Yoda.
Yeah, all that stuff is going to be fine.
But isn't it striking, though, that even Steven Spielberg went out and did this rather dull and occasionally amusing video just slamming The Rise of Skywalker?
All right, anyway, Jimmy Kimmel had all the stars of Star Wars on earlier this week. It was a wonderful, I'm not a fan necessarily of him in general, but it was a wonderful, just a great warm experience to see them all there together. And especially Anthony, what's his face, that plays C-3PO, the audience loved him.
He's so great.
He's the only one. He started. He was in the first one in 1978. He's been doing that for 42 years. That's all I've done for 42 years is play C-3PO.
Wow. Yeah, cool.
Imagine that and how it goes back. I remember fondly seeing Star Wars in 1977. It was really a fabulous experience. It really was. And still are.
Was it in your crib?
Was it in my crib?
That's
no,
when you watched it in 77.
My son was in the crib at that time.
Oh.
Matter of fact. Let's see. The British election. And I need Victoria on this because I get I'm going bananas. I think this guy is such a buffoon, and he's what am I missing here about the suicidal race against the clock and against Europe and against the world? What do they have up their sleeve that the average person doesn't know about that makes people think they're going to be okay after they lose their biggest trading partner?
They're not.
They're not what?
This was going to happen, and
they're
I'll
not what? What does it mean? They're not what? They're not going
to
lose their.
They're not
biggest
going
trading
to be
money?
Okay.
No,
particularly since he's going to do this hard Brexit in 1 year. But I can tell you why he won. One of the reasons he won big was because a lot of voters stayed home, not because a lot of voters stayed out, came out for him, because people don't like Boris Johnson and they don't trust Boris Johnson, but they absolutely hate Jeremy Corbyn. For numerous reasons, including that he's the worst candidate
in
the history of
Canada.
So let's talk. Thing as here in the United States.
Yeah, I was gonna, thank you. Let's talk philosophically about this for a minute.
A lot of lessons.
How is it that we get these? Is it that we get what we deserve? We have all these horrible leaders, these people that go to jail, the people that work around these people that are really bad dudes.
It's the pendulum. And the pendulum swung so far one way, and now it's swung back the other. And for some reason, I don't know why, it's not swinging back yet. It always does. It always does. The pendulum
but
always
it's not going to. And what's so interesting, I mean, Labour is divided among itself, as the Democratic Party is. And if Labour can't sort itself out, it's going to be in obscurity, in darkness for maybe a decade, maybe 2 decades.
Very discouraging.
And they're throwing Jeremy Corbyn out unceremoniously. He was ripped a new one for 20 minutes the day after the election by a defeated member of parliament who'd come in to clear out her desk. Yes, you do it the day after. But the people who are running for leadership are also on the left. They need a more moderate leader because that's where the electorate is right now.
That's right, and you
they
see that in America
left,
as well.
They're moderate.
All right, hold on. 28 past the hour.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time to continue with our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, thanks to the research done at Talkers Magazine, as I've said many times, and will say probably many times in the few years that will come down the pike. It's a great way for you to understand what's going on. A lot of people love this format. I looked at some of the numbers as I love to do because I've been in this business a long time, and the numbers are holding up. And you'd expect that. The impeachment is one reason, but the election and the attention to that sort of thing. But then there's so many other things that are going on in the world that are worth our attention, worth talking about, so many fabulous things. This Russian spy ship is number 7 this week on the countdown. Back to Boris Yeltsin and the balsam that he's got. He's basically thumbing his nose. And apparently this ship has, this is not the first trip for this ship to be in, off of the coast. It's just outside, right, the international waters. So what's supposed, what are they looking at? Are they just there to taunt us? just saying, they're there because they can be there. What's the real... Anybody got any insight into this?
Yeah, it's not the first time they've done it. The Military Times has an interesting article about it. They do such great reporting. And U.S. Northern Command and the Coast Guard have been tracking it. It's a spy ship with electronic surveillance gear. Hello. And apparently it's an operation of Jacksonville.
That's the national anthem. That's, and
that's Bernie Sanders' campaign theme. I can hear it. I can hear it.
And anyway, NORAD and NORTHCOM have been conducting air and maritime operations. And this it's called the Viktor Leonov. And it's quite a naughty ship. It did it in 2017. Naughty. And
what makes it naughty?
It was far from the coast then in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Near
Connecticut. Yeah. Well, that's where the sub base.
Think about this.
Groton. Yeah.
NORAD is simultaneously going to be following a Russian
Santa Claus
sub and Santa Claus.
Yes.
That's good.
Well, they get confused and bomb Santa Claus.
They call it the Santa sub.
Okay, perfect. All right, so next up on the list here are our relations with China. And I can't help but think of the fact that I'm sort of shocked that they even carried the debate between the candidates, and so they pulled the plug on it when they got to what, Rick, you were talking. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL, by the way. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden at Radio America. Doug Steffen. So what did you say they pulled the plug at what point in the debate when they were talking about China, right? Something to do with China?
When Buttigieg was asked about that, he started talking about China, they pulled a plug. But I got to get back to what you asked. Why would they broadcast in the first place when know China is going to be coming up in the conversation?
Right. Well, they're trusting their people. Maybe people are clamoring for it. You know, the Chinese, the citizenry of China is changing dramatically in what they want. And the government, that was one of the things, Victoria, that came out in that Epoch Times event that we went to the week before in Washington, when the subject matter came around to what the biggest problem was in China. And the biggest problem in China are the Chinese people. The government is worried, very concerned, about whether they can keep the lid on it, and they can't. They won't be able to because there's too many people over there. There's too much access to information now. There are too many Chinese traveling outside the country to do business. It can't last the way that
they also have internal disputes within the Chinese Communist Party around the middle of the Chinese Communist Party, and that's one of their other big worries.
I don't think that there's much freedom of information there as you think there might be. I think that there are people that travel out of the country.
Freedom of information, but
With Google actively working with the Chinese government because they want in China, and the Chinese government says, we'll let you be here, but here are the rules, and you play by our rules.
Yeah. The Googlers those two guys, Sergey, what's the other guy's name? You look at them,
Bob,
their body language, they're bad dudes. They're not, I don't see them as good Americans. I see them as.
Well, they're in it for the cash.
Opportunists.
You know?
Yeah, that's all. So,
Google will become a United States owned utility within the next decade, I predict.
Really?
What about the NBA? I mean, I think that is also an outrage, saying, we really have to support China because we have billions of dollars invested in China.
Because they're cowards, too.
They are.
To be fair to the NBA, it did change its stance. It did. It said it initially, but it did change its stance after the backlash. So you have to give that little bit of credit. But it's not just the NBA. Over Hong Kong, Marriott changed its website. China cracks down on all these companies, American and from other countries, if they recognize Hong Kong or Taiwan as independent countries, and then these companies change their websites.
Yeah, perfect. All right. As an aside, one of the things that we don't have in the top 10 this week is the status of the Boeing 737 MAX. I thought it was very interesting. Boeing made a big deal out of trying to get attention away from that by announcing this week they're going to launch the first test capsule up to the International Space Station. It's called the Starliner. and good. I mean, I'm happy to have them do all that. But, boy, they better be – they're going to lay off. They've stopped making those planes. They have 400 of them sitting on the ground in Seattle and a couple of other airports out there because nobody's taking them because they can't fly them. I can't imagine this is going to help them in the future. It really – I mean, there's so much money there, but they have lost – they've written off already $8 billion in losses because of this. And people are in droves ordering Airbuses, the single aisle. They're ordering lots of double aisle. The Airbus is a good single aisle plane. Nobody likes the double aisle Airbuses, so that's why the 787 and the 777 do so well. But it's really pretty amazing how this thing is being booted around by this company and how these people have kept their jobs. Woof. All right,
well, if you don't mind, I'd love to get your opinion. Do you think that Boeing is being truthful when they say, oh, no one will lose their job?
No. I think there are a lot of people there that should leave. Oh, you mean the 30,000 workers in the plant that makes 737?
Yeah, the layoffs.
Well, what they're doing is they have a lot of people, especially the European carriers, have converted their orders from 737s into 787s and 777s. So they're changing, they're moving some of those people over to the other, to the assembly lines for the 787 has become a very popular mid-range, wide-aisle plane. It's capable of doing about 7,000 miles, very economic, very comfortable plane. So they're making a lot of those. But the 737, I think you're going to see the 737 just go away. I don't think they can keep – they're going to have to come up with some other single aisle. They have wrought the destruction that has come from this is because of their own greed. The first 737 hit the air in 1967. There's not another plane around by any other commercial aircraft manufacturer that was first flying in 1967. The 757s came after the 747 was developed and flew first in the late 60s. That's gone. The 757, which was introduced in the early 70s, that's gone. The 767 was introduced in the middle 70s. That's gone. So what you've got...
there's plane talk for you.
Yeah. But you always love
tune in next week for more airline talk.
Plane talk with pilot.
Okay. All right. Next up. Okay. The number four thing is the Obamacare. I talked about this on the DJV show, and it sort of landed like a thud. Nobody seemed to get the impact of this, but I see it's number four. This week, the Medicare ruling, a huge part of it is unconstitutional. And that, because maybe of the debates and maybe the impeachment that got lost in translation, but it is, as you said, Victoria, huge. Why do you say it's huge?
Well, it was the Fifth Circuit, which is a conservative circuit, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the ACA's individual mandate is unconstitutional. But what the court didn't say is how much of the rest of the law should fall along with it. And what it did was it threw that question back to a lower court to think about. And that was Judge Reed O'Connor, who's a pretty conservative judge. And he said last year the individual mandate was unconstitutional since 2017.
Right.
There's
a law professor at Harvard that said the same thing. He said, I don't know how it's taken them this long to come up with this. Requiring people have health care is not constitutional. You can't require anybody to have anything like this. It's a good idea.
2017, let's remember that Congress split the mandate from the rest of the law. And so Congress does think that it can be split according to the friends of Obamacare. And the Fifth Circuit agreed with that and said that this judge had not given enough weight to that and said that he'd relied too much on the older history. So he'd gone back to 2010, they said. He'd not looked at the more recent rulings in 2017. So basically, we're back where we started. The mandate is a goner. We all know that. And the question now is the rest of the law. And we know it's going to go to the Supreme Court, which is a Trump Supreme Court. Mostly don't know about the Chief Justice, who made the definitive ruling in the last Obamacare case. So we really don't know. A number of things could happen. But what is going to happen about pre-existing conditions? And that is a big piece, and that's very popular with voters.
Here are the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of December the 16th to the 20th. I'm Doug Steffen with number 10. I'm here with all 10 of them. We'll go through from number 10 to number 1. The movies, the holiday movies that are around, lots of excitement. And we always have interest in movies this time of year. What's going on in India with the protests, number 9. British election aftermath is number 8. The Russian spy ship is number 7. Relationships with China, number 6. A lot of these are standbys because they really get overpowered by the top 2 or 3 on the list here. Immigration reform, number 5. Number 4, Obamacare ruled unconstitutional. The mandate, you cannot require people to have health insurance. Number 3, the heat wave in Australia. They are having a heat wave, causing a lot of fires and stuff. Number 2, the presidential debate, or the race for presidency in the Democratic debate, I guess is more appropriate, and the impeachment hearings and the vote on the impeachment. Number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers.com. Dried Formula 14 from Sierracil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. A focus on losing weight is Kalotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural, that is actually built around collagen protein, which is a very important ingredient to our health and well-being. Who discovered that? How did that come about?
Well, our founders and owners were nurses, so they were wanting something that would help people lose weight safely. You don't really need to be taking drugs and stimulants, especially if you have underlying health conditions going on. So they developed Kalotren. So if you've been listening to this for a while, you know this just comes around a few times a year, but it's unlimited. Buy 3, get 3 free on the website, Kalotren.com, or you can call us, 1-800-325-4366.
The success stories are there as well. Read about them. Absorb the information. Buy 3, get 3 free. Free shipping with the DJV code. Go to Kalotren.com. Use the discount code DJV. On the people list for this week, the list, there's no real surprise here when you understand that the stories, the top 10 stories are always connected to the people list or vice versa. So Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 10, Boris Johnson number 9, and then we have our, we have the rogues gallery of candidates, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Mayor Pete, Joe Biden, and the list goes on. Adam Schiff, important to the impeachment proceedings, he's number 4. Mitch McConnell, number 3. Nancy Pelosi, number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the hit parade in more ways than one. So I guess we'll move into the new year with a will he or won't he scenario. Is Donald Trump president-elect a year from now? We'll find out. You can follow it all every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hi, it's Talk Radio. You want to repeat that? I think Richie's married to a wonderful lady who is Venezuelan.
Colombian.
No, she's Colombian. Excuse
me. Good Lord, man. Don't let her hear you say that.
I won't let her hear it. Tell Jan that I apologize. Yeah. Don't let her hear
nothing wrong with Venezuelans. We have many Venezuelans.
Right. So anyway, the mother-in-law, I remember meeting when I think I met her the night I stayed at your house, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Anyway, she doesn't speak a lick of English. And so...
During the impeachment proceedings the other night when we were home watching on TV and the kids were in and out of the room, we were all watching, my mother-in-law, who is Hispanic, who voted for Obama the first time, cannot wait to support Trump in the election coming up. Mm-hmm. She is so upset with these whole shenanigans, and I just find it so interesting that a usually voting Democrat, Obama, she voted for Obama once, is as upset about these proceedings as the
in-house
right-winger that I am.
It's money. All right, so look at the people list here, and you'll see kind of the reflection of what you've just said in a manner of speaking. At number 10, Putin. Number 9 is Boris Johnson. Then the rest of the list, from 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, all of them, 1. I mean, Trump was number 1 as usual, but Pelosi, McConnell, Schiff, Kevin McCarthy, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. It's an embarrassment that we in this country, and I hold the news media accountable for this. You, Victoria loves to argue that point with me. But the irresponsibility of the factless news media, the feckless and factless news media, isn't the news media at all. It's they want to run things. And their mindset is, and that's how they're being taught in a lot of these journalism schools. The impact of journalism is not facts, the definition of the truth is lost, I think. It is on me with this bunch anyway. All right, thanks, Victoria and Rick and Richie for being here. This is the News Talk Roundup here at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini-vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour. Our job here, Victoria, is for you to go through the top 5 items from the world of technology this past week, and we'll figure out how it impacts all of us. I think the first one, number 5, from the far side, is quite entertaining. And now that it's online, what's the scoop?
Yeah, a lot more people will get to experience the far side. for the to mark the 40th anniversary of the iconic comic strip, The Far Side, they actually now, finally, after many, many years, they have a website. It's thefarside.com. And so this, of course, it was a syndicated cartoon from 1980 to 1995. It was created and still is written by Gary Larson. And so he will be posting new comics in the year 2020. And he has been reluctant to go online, but essentially there were so many unauthorized websites really run just by fans, but he had to kind of go after all of them because they were copyright infringement. They were using his stuff without permission. So now he has all of the control, and he's hoping that by having this new website that it will temper the impulses of the infringement inclined, is how he says it. And so he's got more security and things like that, so online cybersecurity. So he said he's happy now to be online, but he said he's also a little bit nervous about it, but it'll be a fun place for people to go and read some of the archives and to see some new cartoons from The Far Side.
Why do you suppose he'd be concerned about it? It's very popular. I'm sure he'd do very well with it. Number four is a focus on e-bikes and what's going to be selling well in the next 10 years or so.
The next decade is predicted to be defined by a revolution of battery-powered transportation, whether it's an electric car, electric bike, electric scooter. But Deloitte, which has just released their annual technology, media, and telecommunications predictions, they expect 130 million e-bikes to be sold between 2020 and 2023 in the U.S. alone. Now, that's a huge, huge number. Of course, you know, e-bike sales in cities have been increasing pretty rapidly. This is not something that they expect will be taking place in more urban or suburban areas. This is more for cities and suburbs. They said e-bike sales jumped 91% between 2016 and 2017, and then another 72% from 2017 to 2018. It reached $143 million in sales, and it's only expected to just keep getting bigger and bigger. So look to see lots more of the e-bikes on the roads.
There you go. Number three, Apple has some news for you.
Apple News, which is their news service, they have locked down a deal with ABC News to provide live coverage of the upcoming 2020 presidential election, as well as future primary and general debates. The announcement comes only a few days after the DNC said that it would be participating and partnering with Apple News for its February 7th, 2020 debate in New Hampshire. That's going to be a big one. Apple's collaboration with ABC News is expected to roll out at that same time, so users will be able to access video clips and live streams of the debate, along with 2020 election coverage, which will be big. Now, Apple is not just partnering with ABC News. In the past, they've already partnered with Fox News, Vox Media, and Axios to cover the 2018 midterms. So this is just part of their expansion into, I think, more to make themselves a little more of a legitimate and organized news place and a source for people to use, which I think is great.
So many sources. Where do you go for the real story?
Well, and that's exactly what their point is. They really want it to be, it's not opinion-based. This is just factual news coverage, live streams, things like that. So you're not going to hear talking heads.
Thank you.
You're just going to be actually seeing whatever's happening is happening.
All right, this number two story is really pretty spooky.
If you have a Ring or a Nest Cam, listen up, because this is the kind of stuff that we're hearing more and more of. So, obviously, home security cameras are supposed to give you peace of mind, surveil your property, allow you to see who's coming to your front door, things like that. But this one family, the LeMay family, have gone public with pretty much what their Ring camera story has become a nightmare. Ashley LeMay bought a Ring security camera during a Black Friday sale for the bedroom where all three of her daughters sleep, and the camera allowed her to watch her girls, speak to them through her smartphone while she worked night shifts, and someone hacked into it, and a man's voice said to the girls, "I'm your best friend, I'm Santa Claus," and their 8-year-old daughter screamed, obviously was completely shaken up by this. And the whole reason this happened, this is not a breach of security on Ring's part, it's because they obviously used the same username and password that they've used on other online accounts. It's just, you have to stop doing this. People more and more are going to learn about it.
All right, number one, the FCC and a new suicide hotline.
Yep, new suicide hotline will be released next year. It's going to be 988, just like 911, but this will connect you directly to the country's nationwide suicide hotline, 988.
Only for people who are on suicide watch, yep. All right, good list. Thank you, Victoria Keelan, here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Drivers like this one heading from New York all the way to Florida.
We did it last year. We started with the children in the Hudson Valley, and now we're this morning we're on our way to Florida. We'll do that, and if we can, we'll go back up to Florida, back up to Rochester, same as last year, and we'll be there by New Year's Eve.
And what's going to help? Lower prices at the pump. Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says at $2.61 a gallon on average, we're paying 4 cents less than we were a fortnight ago, thanks to supply exceeding demand.
There was so much gasoline around in inventories and coming out of our operating refineries that it is simply more than we can demand at this time of year. This is our lowest demand season.
Still, Lundberg says pump prices are 18 cents more than a year ago, and they're unlikely to continue to fall as retailers around the country face higher costs. Lundberg publishes the Lundberg Survey and says right now the price of the pump is about to $2.14. That's the lowest in Houston. The highest price she found was $3.62 in San Diego. A deadly night in Chicago Saturday. Police Chief Fred Waller tells WLS-TV 13 people were shot, 4 critically wounded at a house party.
There was a dispute where shots were fired inside, several shots. The people started to spill out, and I'm going from what I saw in the pod video now. People started to spill out, and as they spilled out, more shots were fired.
Ironically enough, people at that home were there to memorialize another person who was killed earlier this year. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The Matching Gorka here for relief. Back to the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison apologized today for taking a family vacation in Hawaii as deadly brush fires raged across several states, destroying homes and claiming the lives of 2 volunteer firefighters. Balmoral resident Marie Hurley says she came very close to losing her home Saturday.
I just rushed to the front of the property. It just took over all the trees. It crowned all the trees, and then it went across the road. The railway line is all lit up like a napalm.
Morrison cut short a vacation with his wife and adult children amid public anger at his absence during a national crisis. He arrived home Saturday night. He spoke to reporters on Sunday while visiting the headquarters of the Rural Fire Service in the city of Sydney. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Even though he's been impeached, President Trump is basking in the glow of solid Republican support.
This was the president's reaction when he learned that every GOP House member voted against articles of impeachment.
Whoa!
Speaking at a Michigan rally, he said the Republican Party is unified.
We have tremendous support in the Republican Party like we've never had before.
And he predicted impeachment will come back to haunt Democrats in the 2020 elections. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Boeing's crew capsule's back on Earth after a shortened flight to the International Space Station. With a test dummy and no astronauts aboard, the Starliner landed in the New Mexico desert before dawn Sunday. It's the first test flight was cut short and the space station docking canceled because of an improperly set clock on the capsule. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr strongly underscored the religious foundations of America. He said the founders saw religious liberty as the scaffolding on which they hung a free government. Well, Mr. Barr reminds us that free government only works for religious people who know there is a transcendent moral order preceding state or man-made law. He is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own view, but seek to silence the religious voice. Folks, Pacific Justice Institute shares this concern. Become a partner today to help PJI defend the religious voice. Visit PJI.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air now, courtesy of the work that's done at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers. Week before Christmas and all through the house, not a creature is stirring except in Washington. I was trying to make a little rhyme out of that, probably not able to come up with something.
I have one for you here. How's this? Okay. Peace on earth, goodwill toward persons.
Very good, Michael. That's very charming, as a matter of fact. Yes. Yeah. All right, so Michael is here to go through the story list that he and the folks at Talkers have worked on this week to find similarities in some of these stories. That is the thread, maybe that's the better word, the thread, some of these stories, and the people have the people list and the story list. So I'm eager to talk about Star Wars with you because I know you're a Star Wars fan. Holiday movies are big. Why don't you go through the list, and then we'll take off.
I hate to break the news to you, but I'm not a Star Wars fan.
It's Trek. Oh, my God.
There's a big difference between Trek and Wars. I can speak on almost any topic, so what the hell? As a matter of fact, the number 10 topic of the week, we had trouble finding anything to talk about this week. There was a very slow news week.
Right, yes, sir.
With the holiday, things slowed down and nobody around. No. At number 10, we have holiday movies. And there's a lot of buzz. There has been a lot of buzz about the Richard Jewell movie, and there's a growing buzz about the opening this weekend, the bombshell, the story about the culture of sexual harassment at Fox News Channel. That's got to be fascinating.
Ailes doesn't come out of it very well, I'll tell you. I don't think that's a spoiler.
There's no spoiler in this one.
No.
No?
No.
And I hear that Charlize Theron is a dead ringer for Megyn Kelly. I heard
that too. Yeah, I heard that.
I saw pictures of it. It looks good. It looks interesting.
Yeah.
India protests at number 9. There's all kinds of turmoil going on there that's of interest to anybody who's interested in things about the world. At number 8, the British election aftermath. People are saying, Boris Johnson and the Conservatives did so well, maybe that's going to happen here.
Yeah, good luck to you if you believe in that.
At number 7, the Russian spy ship that was tracked off the U.S. coast, that kind of came and went, but that tied with the Inspector General's FBI report. Indicate that we have our hands full with Russia.
You know, it's very interesting. Just as an aside, somebody commented earlier that the NORAD people are going to be watching two very important items this week: the Russian spy ship and Santa Claus. You have to bomb one of them.
Oh, maybe they bombed the wrong one. Or maybe Santa Claus has always been a Russian spy. What was that noise? Was that a hiccup or was that your dog?
No, that was me. I was saying, oh my God.
It was just a weird noise came out of nowhere. And folks, Doug and I, even though we sound like we're right next to each other, we're about 80 miles apart at this moment.
No, we're a lot further than that apart right now. I'm on the border. I'm in Mississippi, right on the border of Louisiana.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe how round, get around, you get around. Woo!
Yep.
And number 6, U.S.-China relations and the economy. Wouldn't be surprised if the Chinese hack into Santa Claus's new, computer system and take him to places he doesn't want to go. And number 5...
Like to China.
Bring these gifts to our children and don't let no one else. At number 5, race relations, immigration reform, and gun control, 3 perennial topics that are important, obviously, but given ongoing life because of the presidential race, these are major issues. At number 4, Obamacare mandate ruled unconstitutional and health care reform.
I think that's an important... We ought to drift into that a little bit.
Maybe you can explain it to me. But health care reform up there at number 4. Health care reform was discussed this past Thursday night at the debate heavily. And health care reform, according to most surveys and research, is the number one concern on the minds of most Americans. Nobody has an answer as to how to reform it in a way that everybody can agree upon.
Prevention. Prevention should be the most important cog in any wheel that has to do with health care, and it's completely because of the influence of the AMA and the big drug companies. It's never positioned, and it's the most important thing for all of us to understand how we can keep ourselves from getting sick and needing the kind of care that these people that we're all having to pay for.
I agree with you to a point. I think, though, that time waits for no one, and people.
Well, we're all going to get older,
tell prevention to somebody who's suffering from a catastrophic disease and they're going bankrupt, or somebody who needs a prescription.
Well, that's what causes more bankruptcies in our country are created by medical procedures than anything else, and that's pretty disgusting.
But the point is just based on this last minute of our conversation, we're talking about an entangled web of intrigue and dire consequences when we talk about health care, and the economy. It is the biggest issue if you stop and think about it.
Yeah.
And number 3, the Australian heat wave, drought, and bushfires tied with climate change. What's going on down there on the continent of Australia is very, very serious stuff. They've got their hands full with what I just said, heat wave, drought, and bushfires.
They have to import their food from every place else.
And that, of course,
save the American, the trade wars and all of the huzzarai with the American farmer. The situation in Australia is going to, at least for the moment, ameliorate the big problems in terms of the farming industry in America and who we are providing food for.
You really do know your stuff about all that. You're very handy to have around these days.
Well, thank you. As opposed to all the years that I was around, I wasn't handy.
Very nice to know.
Thank you.
Just teasing very with friendly. You. I do mean what I said, but I don't mean it as a joke.
Present view coal in your stocking pile.
No, coal is not good for the environment. At number two, we have leave me a piece of celery. At number two, we have 2020 presidential race and the Democratic debate that happened on Thursday. It's fresh in our minds. It's a big deal.
Wine guy, Pete, Mayor Pete.
Yeah. Billionaires in a wine cave. How about
she got a lot more money than he does. She should keep her mouth shut when it comes. She sounds like such a hypocrite. My God, what a hypocrite she is.
Oof. Yeah, she gives me a case of hives.
Oh my God.
I thought Amy Klobuchar did pretty well.
I like her. I'm beginning to like her.
Yeah, I think that she's going to suddenly really prove to be quite
impactful.
Effective. Yeah, I like her a lot. Yeah. And number one, impeachment. I'm going to say something. Let me say something. But let me say something that is like the, you know how people state the obvious sometimes and they have nothing else to say? Here is the statement that we have heard most in the media about the impeachment. Are you ready?
Yep.
Donald Trump will go down in history as the third American president to be impeached. I can't tell you how many people, what do you think about the impeachment? Donald Trump, 100 years from now, they'll be writing...
a bunch of crap. It really is. I'm driving across the country, bringing a car and my dog to California, to the house there. And I listened to hours of this the other day as I'm driving. I stopped in Washington for a night, and then as I'm driving and listening, actually, to public radio... and then I'm listening to a lot of talk show hosts, you know, try to dig around what they heard. What I heard, I was yelling at the radio. As good listeners do when they hear a good car. I'm yelling at the radio. I wanted to be on the radio as I was listening to that stuff because I wanted to be heard the nonsense, the embarrassing garbage, crap that came out of the mouths of both of Republicans and Democrats. We should all be ashamed of ourselves. This is an unbelievable... Nancy Pelosi is going to pull up... Wait, you wait and see. Pelosi's not sending this to the Senate. It'll never... I predict right now, write it down, that it'll never get to the Senate. It's done. Whatever happened this week has happened. It's over. It's done. It's finished. Wait and see if I'm not correct.
Maybe it'll be forgotten over the holiday. that was last year's news. That's so 2019.
So 2019.
Did you see the headline in the New York Post this week? It's so funny. They described Nancy Pelosi as the mistress of the swamp.
That's pretty funny.
Mistress of the swamp.
Remember, who was that woman... that used to do the movie show was dressed in black, Evita or...
Oh, that was Elvira.
Elvira.
Elvira. Yeah. I once interviewed her on my show back in the old days. In her real garb. She was had red hair and was quite a lovely woman.
She was very attractive. Very attractive.
I can't remember off the top of my head her name, she was a takeoff on a woman who had that act earlier, who sued her, as a matter of fact, called Vampira. Vampira had that act, looked just like Elvira, and if you want to know who she was the ghoul-like woman, the weird mistress of the swamp, in one of the finest films ever made, Plan 9 from Outer Space, Ed Wood's triumphant Hollywood attraction.
Oh, yes. I remember that. That really...
That's considered by people who... one of the worst movies ever made. It has that distinction, and it holds a place in all our hearts.
Like that monster from the Black Lagoon.
Well, that was the inspiration for a movie that won Best Picture 2 years ago, and nobody remembers it, The Shape of Water.
Mm-hmm.
The creature from the Black Lagoon was the inspiration for that movie. How many people remember The Shape of Water, which was like this fantastic...
How many people remember The Creature from the Black Lagoon? That's even more dangerous.
I'll bet you more people remember The Creature from the Black Lagoon, which was from the 50s, than remember the best picture of the year, either 2 or 3 years ago, The Shape of Water.
Creep me out. All right, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah is over before Christmas, I think, this year. Is it not? I haven't watched.
I think they overlap.
They do overlap. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking. We've done the story list here, but we need to go through the people list with your permission. I don't know why you need my permission. It's
well, I already asked for permission from the higher sources. So
okay. So Kara said
Kara said do it. So we're cleared to do the people. Here are the people.
Please.
Number 10, Vladimir Putin and Narendra Modi. Modi is the Prime Minister of India, and Putin is the Russian guy. Mm-hmm. At number 9, speaking of a Russian name, Boris Johnson. It's interesting, Boris, isn't that a Russian name?
Yes, it is.
Elizabeth Warren.
He's a communist, I don't trust him.
So what I'm saying is, doesn't that sort of make it look like the Russians controlled the election in London?
In England, too.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. At number 8, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. At number 7, Joe Biden and Pete Wine Cave Buttigieg. Gotta have something on this guy.
She stuck her foot in her mouth on that one. So far, she sounded ridiculous, especially when he brought up how much money she's worth versus how much money he's actually worth. You know, that's another one of those questions. How does somebody that comes in the background that she comes from have so much dough? Yeah, okay.
Well, maybe she's in the Indian casino business, you know, her family.
Right.
Listen to us. We're terrible.
Pocahontas production being.
Okay. We have Representative Kevin McCarthy at 6.
Well, both of us, you and I both know her because she's one of our two senators. She and Representative.
That other guy.
she and Malarkey, who's the other senator. Man, you talk about a couple of losers. How these people get elected is amazing. Mm. How some of these people get elected. It really is. I mean, really and truly, when you think about it, you look around and see the paucity of reality that affects them and their lives and how they're now trying to translate that paucity into some sort of a public referendum on them. They're so clueless.
Is paucity a bad thing? I've never heard that term.
Paucity refers to a lack of or few of. So paucity is it's P-A-U. C-I-T-Y. It refers to a lack of anything else. And they have a paucity of credibility. Lack of...
I'm going to replace the word dearth with paucity.
Vocabulary lesson.
Whenever I need a fancy word to indicate a lack of or a lack thereof, I use dearth. But now I'm going to say paucity. All right. At number 4, we have Adam Schiff. At number 3, we have Mitch
McConnell. He's got a lot of paucity.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of paucity on this. At number 3, as I said, Mitch McConnell. At number 2, the mistress of the swamp, Nancy Pelosi. And at number 1, Donald Trump.
Wow. I stand by my prediction. Pelosi will never move this to the Senate.
Never.
It's done. Never. I don't think she's ever going to move it to the Senate. You wait and see. See if I'm right or not.
Well,
we
will.
It makes a difference one way or another. You know, one of the things that is not in the list this week, but if I may give it just a brief mention because I think it has impact. You said something about farmers, and I just want to underscore the fact that the new North American Trade Agreement has passed.
Yep.
The president has signed it, and it is good. It's better than the old one. And that's been one of the things that's been lost. You know, that was a very important item. I don't know how many talk show hosts in your research were actually talking about it.
Well, it got signed bipartisan approval late in the week, and it got swamped.
Lost.
But it's sort of in the economy. At number 6, we talked about it, U.S.-China relations / the economy, and it's in the economy, but you're absolutely right. Major deal and a big, big win for Trump from the same house that impeached him.
Yeah. Same week. About, this is a crazed country, man. People here are just plain crazy. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's how we hold it all together. We're all just plain crazy. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, except for Michael and me. 28 past the hour.
Consumer confidence in used vehicles is high. A recent Ally Financial survey conducted by the Harris Poll found nearly 70% of Americans would be likely to consider a used vehicle. Matt Arnold of Ally's auto team says that's due in part to advances in quality.
Automakers across the board are churning out higher quality new vehicles, and that has a very positive impact on the overall used vehicle market.
More than half said they would feel most comfortable buying from a dealership that sells new and used.
Some of the advantages of going to a local dealer are that you get to look, touch, and drive the vehicle. You can sit down, ask questions, and compare new and used vehicles.
But before you buy, Matt says do your homework.
Go online. Look at car and dealership reviews to help you get comfortable with not only who you buy from, but also the type of vehicle and features that meet your needs.
Matt says vehicle service contracts to help cover unexpected repairs and replacement parts can also provide peace of mind. For more tips, go to ally.com/auto. I'm Kendra Wright.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797. For 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick, call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
A holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
More on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. And again, Merry Christmas. We'll be wishing you a Happy New Year. What are we doing next week, by the way? We're going to do the top of the year.
We have the year in review. Okay. So next week will be a year end chart. We won't do a chart for the week.
No. All right. Good to know. No. All right. I want to go back to some of these items. You go back to there are fringe areas with the impeachment and all the focus on the congressmen and what they had to say on either side. I thought it was interesting that Jeff Van Drew, who's a Republican, well, he is now, he's a rep from New Jersey. Did you see this?
Oh,
he
sure.
left. He made the statement on the House floor that he was going to join the Republican Party, and then he went and had a press conference with President Trump.
And he's going to have undying loyalty to the president.
Yes.
Those were his terms. Undying loyalty. I love hearing that type of thing from an American politician. It's like something you'd hear from a different type of a culture.
Yeah, exactly. North Korea.
Right, exactly. Undying loyalty to you, O Emperor.
Right. Yes, right, exactly. Haile Selassie. So I was thinking about him, and I don't know why this popped into my mind, but you remember Congressman Joe Walsh from Chicago?
Yes, of course.
Who's been doing a talk radio program, and he was banned from Twitter last week for 12 hours for posting something that the FBI leader had said about Trump. Do you remember that?
I know that the major services, social media platforms, tend to be biased against conservatives.
Yes.
And that's unfortunately the truth, and they don't even realize it, but they are.
Right. Well, they realize it to me. It's like the news media is biased against the conservatives as well. That's pretty obvious. So what what Walsh said was either a play on what the FBI leader said, but it was something about punching Trump in the face. And I think Walsh at one point in time was running for the presidency.
Still is.
He is still. Okay.
Yeah. He's still big deal, but he is.
Yeah. So how much do other talk radio hosts talk about other talk radio hosts? Do you find that in your looking around the lexicon?
Oh gosh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about each other. Sure. That's common.
I know. Sports talk radio, they seem to talk about each other a lot.
Yeah, they do, and especially when you have newsmakers such as Hannity, who's not just a host, but he's a newsmaker.
Right.
People talk about Rush. When they step in it sometimes and they get into a situation where they lose their jobs, there was an incident this week in Denver where a talk show host was fired for something that he said.
That was a big story in Talkers this week. Tell us that story.
Yeah, I'm not going to because I don't want to. I'll tell it, but I'll tell it very marginally because I don't want to say the things. You know, he basically made a joke about shootings. And all that. So, I'd rather not repeat it on the air because.
No, I don't want you to repeat it. I just am interested that he got fired and the story. Yeah, it's about what
here's how I can frame it. In an effort to make a point about how we're tired of listening to talking about the impeachment, he hopes that something terrible would happen, and that's where he said it. It's a joke, but it was no joke. It was not a good thing to do. And his partner is his wife on the air, and she said, "But you didn't say that. Don't mean it, folks. He didn't mean it." And she, of course, was fired with him because they're a team. Terrible thing. And I don't know. Yeah, look, I'm very, very supportive of talk show hosts for the most part because it's a spontaneous thing. You're in real time. You're operating without a net. And if you don't dance close to the edge of the cliff, you're not going to be very effective. So they're hired to be outrageous.
Yeah.
However, you got to be smart about it.
Yeah, I think we've learned some lessons about the reality of what people, about management, it isn't so much people, and what the tolerance level is. And I'll use as an example Howard Stern. I could use Imus as an example of what didn't happen on commercial radio. It happens that because I'm traveling across the country, I'm listening to lots of different radio, and it happens that I am listening. I have not heard Howard Stern for quite a long time, but I'm listening to him on Sirius. I don't know if you've listened to him. Over there, my God, the stuff that he gets away with. And he gets away with it because it's a free form. The expressions
of what is allowed on in that forum are limitless.
However, I want to point out that because there's no rule there about that type of thing, it doesn't feel like he's getting away with anything.
No, it doesn't.
It feels like soft core, bland vanilla pornography.
Yeah, that's the way he's planned it. But I even got uncomfortable listening to some of the discussion, and I'm no prude, but I found myself. Okay, that's enough, Howard. I'm going on back to Christmas music. Thanks very much.
But I do believe that edginess, and the whole word edgy, where you're at the edge of something and then you go off a cliff, I believe that it's all based upon boundaries. Where there are no boundaries, it ceases to be impressive, or from the standpoint that somebody is pushing the envelope. And that's why I think Stern was far more effective when he was defying FCC rules and norms than
that movie. The movie about his career is fabulous. Mm-hmm. But now I'm going to ask you something as my friend. This is talk radio pro to talk radio pro. Over the years, you know, I've been on the air for 55
years you've been on the radio.
Okay.
Because I grew up listening to you.
Thank you. Yes, you did. Of course you did. In those years, especially after 1974 when I went into the talk arena, I was cast as someone who wasn't opinionated. And there were people who would not hire me or not put my syndicated program on that started 31 years ago because there was no opinion. It was conversation, but it wasn't opinion. And it wasn't until I became more opinionated that the value of my program went up. I don't think that's true because I don't have as many affiliates now as I used to back 10, 12 years ago. But do you think that is, whether it's me or whomever, is it the lack of opinion that people are looking for an opinion? Don't you think we have plenty of opinion now? And is that overstated or understated?
I think that we have moved in the media, in the news media, which this is part of, from objectivity being the ideal to opinion being the ideal, based on the premise that opinion sells better than objectivity. And that's a trend that is a massive trend that applies to the news media. Opinion now sells. Objectivity or trying to play it down the middle is looked at as bland and vanilla, whereas at one time it was considered to be not only the standard but the moral and ethical standard as well. Mm-hmm. We're in a whole different era.
It is. Well, I came up in the time of Daynet. I don't want to get too much in the weeds here, but Alan Combs, Lee Maribel, I think Michael Jackson was on at that time, some of those other people. As a matter of fact, I heard Howard Stern talking about when he got fired from WNBC, he was replaced by Alan Combs. What a wonderful, dear man he was. He passed away a couple of years ago. He was a very good talk radio host and a swell person. And I could hear Howard wanting to say something, and then he didn't, which I thought was, you know, because frankly, his listeners aren't going to remember Alan Combs. We will, because he stood for something that was different, sort of moving on. But it was really kind of interesting. I hadn't thought about Alan for quite a long time until Howard brought it up. And then I'm thinking about all these people from that era. I don't even know why I'm thinking about Lee Maribel. These are names that may ring a bell with some people, or maybe they don't, but they represented a whole different cut in the jib of talk radio, and the fact that you and I have survived through all of it and the rest of them haven't is an interesting reality as well.
I never take survival for granted.
I don't think you can.
No. So, I mean, you know.
You better know how to live over your
survive, survive. Survival is the past, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Past activity or whatever they say does not guarantee future results.
Right, it's if you're buying stocks.
Right. If you know, past performance do not guarantee future results.
44 past the hour. We'll find out what Michael has done with his Michael Harrison interview in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. On the people list for this week,
the list. There's no real surprise here when you understand that the stories, the top 10 stories, are always connected to the people list or vice versa. So Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 10, Boris Johnson number 9, and then we have our we have the rogues gallery of candidates: Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Mayor Pete, Joe Biden, and the list goes on. Adam Schiff, important to the impeachment proceedings, he's number 4. Mitch McConnell, number 3. Nancy Pelosi, number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the hit parade in more ways than one. So I guess we'll move into the new year with a will he or won't he scenario. Is Donald Trump president-elect a year from now? We'll find out. You can follow it all every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20-25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Here are the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of December the 16th to the 20th. I'm Doug Steffen with number 10. I'm here with all 10 of them. We'll go through from number 10 to number 1. The movies, the holiday movies that are around. Lots of excitement. And we always have interest in movies this time of year. What's going on in India with the protests, number 9. British election aftermath is number 8. The Russian spy ship is number 7. Relationships with China, number 6. A lot of these are standbys because they really get overpowered by the top 2 or 3 on the list here. Immigration reform, number 5. Number 4, Obamacare ruled unconstitutional. The mandate, you cannot require people to have health insurance. Number 3, the heat wave in Australia. They are having a heat wave, causing a lot of fires and stuff. Number 2, the presidential debate, or the race for presidency in the Democratic debate, I guess is more appropriate, and the impeachment hearings and the vote on the impeachment. Number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers.com. All right, at Talkers.com, you'll find Michael's weekly, I want to say this is an interview. There are two different things that you're doing each week that are profound. One of them is the Michael Harrison interview, where there's always sort of a newsmaker, but it's not the typical newsmaker interview in that the people that Michael focuses on are connected somehow to what we do here, that is, in the world of talk. So, having said that, who's the star this week with you?
Some guy you may not have heard of, an obscure lawyer named Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our mutual friend, and when I say friend, I mean he's a friend. We're very close. And
matter of fact, Kara, get him on the phone right now, will you please? Call Steve. We'll put him on for a minute with Michael. All right, keep going.
Steve Wiseman is the leading expert, in my opinion, in America on scams and fraud cyber crime. And that's not all he's an expert
on. Can you believe how much of this stuff is going on right now? Christmas season, how many people are getting scammed?
We live in a cesspool.
This interview is so relevant right now.
Totally.
Because people need to know what you're in for, especially if you're buying stuff online. You have no idea how pervasive these scams are.
But we go deeper than just your typical, here's what to look out for. We talk about the deeper level of the scam environment and the impact of artificial intelligence, algorithms, and the internet on our privacy.
All right, so Wiseman, when you think of artificial intelligence, do you think of Michael and me?
No, nothing artificial, totally natural, and John Henry's going to beat the steam engine.
There you go.
All right.
Steve and I talk about the lack of privacy in the future. And, Steve, am I not correct in saying that without privacy, just like without a First Amendment, you cannot have freedom at all?
I don't think people truly understand and appreciate how important privacy is and how much it is under attack at this time.
All right. So you offer and I can carry this over into our visit, which begins in a couple of minutes. I don't want to take.
Steve and I come up with a solution. I'll tell you what it is. Move to an island and live like a primitive cave person, not a caveman. Be a cave person, and then you will be guaranteed. You can't operate in today's society without signing something that says you're giving up your privacy.
And it's 40 pages long. Who reads the 40 pages?
But how can anybody do business without all of these apps and all of these access to these? So, Steve, they got us by the you-know-whats, don't they?
They do. You know, it's interesting. I had a client and a younger client. I was saying, okay, I'll email you these. I'll send them to you electronically. And he says, I don't use it.
Yeah.
And it's shocking. It's like, how do
I don't give anybody my ID, no Social Security, no.
So I'm going to jump out of here and let you guys take it after the break. But go to mhinterview.com and listen to the conversation between me and Steve. We do a deep dive into some of the most important things we all need to know. Thanks, everybody. Have a happy holiday.
Happy holidays. All right, Steve and J.J. Wiseman next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the aforementioned interviewee on the this week's podcast with Michael Harrison, and he does do a great job talking about scams. Clickbait, I think that's a fabulous term. If you look at a screen, there may be half the items that are on there may be half legit, and the rest of them are all things that are trying to get you to click on them to follow a story that basically is advertising or worse than that, as something that will lure you into a place of having no privacy whatsoever, right?
Yeah, and you really don't know which ones are legit, so it's it really is dangerous out there on your computer.
Yeah, go to scamicide.com, which is Steve's website. A lot of books also that he's written about this whole problem. He's very much the expert, and it'll serve you well to understand, listening to the podcast, how really dangerous it is and how in jeopardy our privacy is. And I frankly resent the hell out of it. I really do. As Michael said, what do you do? How do you do business today if you're not clicking on this and doing that, passwords here and there, and it's atrocious. Did you see that story, by the way, this week of the kid in the bedroom? The parents had installed a camera.
Oh, the Ring.
Yeah.
The Ring cameras.
Yeah, and this guy's talking to this kid on the Ring.
Yeah.
He's looking at this. I mean, come on.
How did that not, didn't that remind you of like something out of some horror movie?
Yes.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And here again, that kind of thing, and we have a lot of Internet of Things. Any device you have that's connected to the Internet is hackable, and that means bad guys can not only control those devices, maybe even observe you, but also steal by going through your router, steal information from your computers. And these people here were victims because they didn't, it wasn't a fault in the Ring camera and system. It was a fault because they did not change the default password. And the two things you have to have are a unique password for all of your devices. And when you get an internet connected device, you change that default password to a unique one. And you have dual factor authentication. So even if someone gets your password, they won't be able to change or access the device, because whenever it's going to be accessed, a call comes to your phone with one-time code. So little things we can do to make our lives better, but a lot of times people just aren't aware of it.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley. That's one of the reasons he's here on the Countdown Show every week, to overview some of the implications from these stories. I suppose the articles of impeachment against Donald Trump top the ticket when it comes to legal stuff. What happens if Nancy Pelosi never brings or sends the articles of impeachment to the Senate?
You know, I don't think that's an issue, because she really, frankly, she is required, by my reading of the Constitution, to send them. That is part of the duty. I think she's trying to leverage to get a get the rules be something that she is comfortable with. And that's, again, you go to the Constitution, and the Constitution, it does say you've got to have a two-thirds majority, 67 senators to win. The Republicans have 53 senators themselves, the Democrats only 47, but they don't give much in regards to the rules. And so each time, other than who's going to be in charge, as far as the burden of proof and how it's to be presented, that's always negotiated each time. Frankly, the one thing I think people are missing is any senator could propose a motion to dismiss the charges immediately, and a majority would end it.
Really? So
yeah.
This could be, but that's what they kind of, I mean, we all know this hasn't really met the standards of, Trump's a bad guy.
Not me. I think it has.
You had the ideas. Okay.
Yeah, I think what was alleged as far as the Ukrainian actions are absolutely horrible, and I do think they are impeachable.
Right.
So I would vote on that one to impeach.
You would. All right.
Yep.
Wiseman's got the eyes have it over here. Wiseman's got a vote to impeach. So we've got that got it straight now, but it's not going anywhere. So you feel like you've wasted your effort or not?
No, I think it's important. I think it's, you know, really.
People need to understand that
it was a duty, but
yeah, what's going on here? I think that's true. We really need to understand the workings of government. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Working from home as a freelancer, remote worker, or entrepreneur? Drop-In is a professional co-working shared office space designed to meet the needs of today's mobile worker. Drop-In has multiple workstations, conference rooms, video call booths, and lightning-fast, secure fiber Wi-Fi. Do you need space to work for just an hour or full-time? Hourly, daily, and monthly rates are available and walk-ins are always welcome. Visit dropin.mobi for more information or drop in and take a tour at 155 Lake Boulevard East next to Starbucks. Isn't it time you found your space?
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Jewish uprising in the 2nd century B.C. against the Greek Syrian kingdom. AAA expects a record 116 million people on the roads or passing through airports between Saturday and New Year's Day, the largest number since they've been tracking the stats back in 2000. Average price of regular gas dipping 4 cents a gallon, 261 over the past 2 weeks, according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. The Senate wrapped up its business for the year with a confirmation blitz for Trump judicial nominees.
While most of Washington was focused on impeachment last week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell continued to fulfill his commitment to confirming judges, 13 more to the U.S. District Courts. That means 2019 saw a total of 80 Trump nominees added to the District Courts, along with 20 to the powerful Circuit Courts of Appeal, for 100 in all. Mostly young conservatives, the Trump selections are expected to provide a constitutional barrier against likely progressive legislation for decades to come. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, the leaders of Cyprus, Greece, and Israel plan to sign an agreement early in the new year for the building of an Eastern Mediterranean natural gas pipeline. More at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
An American Indian tribe whose members were scattered after being denied a homeland more than a century ago is now formally recognized by the U.S. government.
Recognition of the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians was included in a defense spending bill signed into law Friday by President Trump. That ends a campaign for recognition as a sovereign nation that tribal leaders trace back to the 1860s. That's when Chief Little Shell and his band refused to sign what they considered an unfair treaty. The recognition requires the Department of Interior to grant the Little Shell 200 acres in central Montana as a tribal land base, with more land acquisitions possible in the future. I'm Julie Walker.
On this date in 2001, Richard Reed, a passenger on an American Airlines flight from Paris to Miami, tried to ignite explosives in his shoe but was subdued by flight attendants and fellow passengers. He's serving a life sentence in federal prison. More at townhall.com. The House Ethics Committee's reprimanded Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers for misusing taxpayer money and ordered her to reimburse more than $7,500 to the U.S. Treasury.
In a report that culminates a six-year investigation, the ethics panel said Republican Caucus Chair McMorris Rogers of Washington State misused official resources for campaign or other political purposes. The report states that for at least 5 years, her offices were governed by sloppy practices, including inconsistent policies and poor record-keeping. In a letter to the committee, McMorris Rogers says that while she disagrees with some of the panel's findings, she appreciates its work and takes responsibility for its ultimate conclusions.
Bernie Bennett reports that McMorris Rogers was the highest-ranking woman in the Republican caucus from 2013 until January this year. A 63-vehicle pileup on Interstate 64 in York County, Virginia, left some people with critical injuries. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For now, it's time for us to discuss what's going on in the world of news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen here, sort of, I don't know if I'd refer to myself as a mastermind. Rich, do you think I'm a mastermind? Maybe it
depends on what you're trying to mine.
If that's so.
Good.
Sometimes
you're the master.
Okay, thank you. All right, that's the voice of Rich McFadden, who's at Radio America in Washington. I visited with him during the week. Also, I could have visited with you, Rick, except it was late at night when I drove through New Jersey the other night, so I didn't get to stop at WDEL in Wilmington. That's where Rick is. And I didn't get to see Victoria, but I see her all the time anyway. She's from the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. We're here to discuss the issues of the week. According to the research done at Talkers Magazine, I'm going to do something a little different this week.
Here we go.
Excuse me?
Yes, hello? Hello?
That was condescending of you to say.
No, it was
a little bit. Okay, so we know the impeachment's big. We know the debates are big. I want to go to the debates and find out what it is that our friend, I say this lovingly because I think everybody should be our friends. I'm not voting for her. I think she'd be a nightmare and a half. Senator Elizabeth Warren referred to in the Democratic debate, Mayor Pete as a, there's this wine thing, the wine cave people.
The wine cave, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you want to take the first shot at that one, Rick? Go ahead.
Sure, why not? They're all trying to raise money. You know, elections cost a lot of money. They're very expensive. And Pete Buttigieg knows people out in Silicon Valley and out in California who are billionaires. And they went out to the Napa Valley and said, hey, we've got $900 bottles of wine. Give us $500 minimum. You can stop in and meet Pete Buttigieg. He's running for president. They said, sure, why not? Because it's not atypical. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders would like to make a big point of we have small amount of money.
Yeah, but they had always
$5.
Warren,
that's true.
Okay. Yeah, come on. These guys.
No, but Warren's
Warren,
making a big
Warren,
point of it now.
Not, I don't know about. I think maybe Bernie is pretty true to himself in this one. But Warren is, she's such a hypocrite. Across the board, she's such a hypocrite. And this is
surprisingly, this whole idea of wine cave became a meme, and it's all over social media.
That's right.
Wine cave, yeah. Funny. It's ridiculous because it doesn't have anything to do with policy. It just has to do with appearances.
Her desperation
and,
is what
and,
it has
you know,
to do with.
It's, yeah. What is so interesting about this, he was ready for this, which is interesting that he was. He pointed out that she was a millionaire, and this is accurate, that she transferred, I believe it's accurate, that she transferred millions of dollars she'd raised for her Senate account while she also held the same closed-door high-dollar fundraisers that she now says are, you know, these are just terrible, 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 because she's not doing them on this campaign.
Yeah. Listen to Rich. He loves this. They're such hypocrites, though. I think of all of them, I think Mayor Pete is probably the least hypocritical.
Wine kids. And he's not a millionaire, he pointed out.
Yet. Yes.
He will be. All politicians.
Well,
they all
will be.
All these guys.
You can't condemn somebody for what they're not yet.
Wait a minute.
Yes,
I don't even see condemning them. What the hell is wrong with being successful in America? These
people who want to denigrate. You know what's wrong with it? When you are a public servant and you become rich from the side deals, that is what's wrong with it. I don't.
When you become a millionaire,
just
2 years in the Senate.
Right. How did Nancy Pelosi get all of her money?
Right.
How did the Bushes get all of their money? How did the Clintons get all of their money?
Can we be clear here? Her husband has money.
He has money because of contracts. Both she and Feinstein have had their husbands have bid on jobs and gotten government work and family. You dig into the families of both of those people, and they're up to their mickeys in government contracts.
But Trump's making billions of dollars by having people stay in his hotels.
Let's be clear. Her husband has money, not her. And let's also be clear, Mayor Pete does not have money. He was the only one up there who doesn't have a dot.
What's wrong with having money? I've had it with and without, and I'll take it with, thank you.
No, if nothing's wrong with having money, but once you become a public servant and you take my money to make your money, then I have a problem.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah. All right, so
well done.
There's that. This is a little inside, like Paul Harvey
Andrew
used to
Yang
have.
Andrew Yang was good, by the way. Andrew Yang
you
was
thought
good.
So? Yeah. I think, one of the things that I found, I thought it was interesting that Bernie and Biden, most of the male candidates couldn't answer the question that came about what Obama said recently. He said it before. I've said it. Richie, you've heard me talk about this for years, that if women would rule the country or run the world, it'd be a lot better place. I've always thought that, and Obama said it, and so the candidates were asked that, and Bernie, and Joe Biden, I guess if you're running against a woman, what are you going to say? They're better than you are? I mean, I suppose.
Well, let me be the first one to disagree with you, Doug.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I went through a list of women who, had given the opportunity, had found themselves to be as capable of being corrupt as any guy. And it's not just Philadelphia. like a dozen of them such. Well, yeah, there's Hillary as well. And, of course, our own first female governor, Ruth Ann Minner, here in Delaware, too. No, I truly believe that given the opportunity, you'll find just as great a percentage of women who will find themselves in opportunities of corruption as men.
Well, maybe I should be broader with my comments.
That's actually unlikely in public office.
I'm more referring to the world in general. My business acumen over the years has been to surround myself with as many women as possible. Richie will have a dig at that.
I'm in the same group, buddy.
Yeah, but I mean, the program I do Monday through Friday, DJV, hello, I'm one guy and there's three women on it with me. I don't know that I have to say much more than that. But the people who have worked with me over the years in sales,
Radio's own Sultan.
Radio's what? What'd you say?
Radio's own Sultan. You have your own harem around.
Well, that far. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Also, with regard to...
We're not asking the woman here what she thinks. They're just going
to... Well, I was... Listen, I have to ask you. Since when do I have to ask you anything?
Well, because you're all talking, and when three men talk at once, it usually isn't possible for a fourth voice to get in
with
there.
You?
And it
you're very capable. Yeah, you're very capable of inserting yourself. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right, so I shall speak now that I've cleared the room. Rather effectively with that ruse.
Yours or mine?
My ruse. What I will say is this, that generally speaking on the world stage, and that's what President Obama was speaking about, when you see dictators, they tend to be men. When you see these men holding on to powers, as I just said, they tend to be men. You don't tend to see women doing that. You do tend to see women in power in democratic countries. Now, that's not to say that that might not change in the future when you see more women in power. We've not seen that yet, but that is what I'm saying. Are women capable of being corrupt? Of course they are. Women have the same capability for corruption as men do, and you can scour and look for that. However, that's what he was referring to.
All right. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Jones is here, along with Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. The impeachment up next here. It's 15 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton. It made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, so let's get back to the second or first. It depends on your point of view. I think the debates were number one. Impeachment probably number one with most people. What I found interesting, and I'm driving across the country this week as I listen to a lot of different radio. I'm listening to public broadcasting. I actually listened for a couple of hours to that embarrassing pile of crap that came out of the... It was embarrassing to listen to those people, the congressmen. Back and forth, in real time.
The
impeachment, I was listening to the impeachment hearing.
I thought you were talking about a host.
No, I think the hosts, for the most part, are okay over there. Anyway, Although, did you see that Adam Driver was being interviewed on Fresh Air, and he walked out of the studio on was it basically gross?
But Morning Edition, and All Things Considered does a good job in the afternoon.
Well, it's interesting because he doesn't like the sound of his own voice, and his aide or assistant said to them, please don't play him singing because he doesn't want to hear that. And they did it anyway, and he said, God, I can't stand my own voice. And he left.
Yeah.
I know.
Kind of childish. Okay, anyway.
Wow. Hashtag extreme.
Yeah. The point that I'm... we'll get to
impeachment
sooner or later.
Impeachment.
Is the impeachment, the listening to the radio, news talk radio, up 18% this week
because
of this stuff. People wanting to listen to, and I found myself listening and thinking, what a disgrace. That's what I thought as I listened to these people on both sides. They're not articulate. They don't really have any great new ideas. They seem in the same old stuff back and forth. And it was just embarrassing for the country, I thought. What was more embarrassing?
Well, no, Doug.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
No, I'm just saying, I can't help but approach this with a sense of humor. And for me, the drinking game was every time a Republican said he didn't do anything wrong, you take a sip. When a Democrat says clear and present danger, you take a sip. And within 20 minutes, you lose command of the English language. You know, that was my version of the impeachment.
That's very good. And then, to add insult to injury, Putin says, Trump's my man. That was also.
That is that's not what you want if you're Trump. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. A very interesting story in the Post, which has done some great reporting on this, saying that Trump told a former senior White House official that he knew Ukraine was to blame for the 2016 election meddling because Vladimir Putin told him so, and that President reportedly embraced these Ukrainian interference theories insistently after he met privately with Putin at that G20 summit in 2017.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so that's a surprise to you?
It's not a surprise, but I think it's interesting because that really does suit Putin.
Yeah, all these guys are the same. They're kind of the same cloth as far as I'm concerned. Any of them, all of them, in fact. All right, 21 after the hour, you're listening to the talk radio review of the hot hits, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Roundup, or the review, if you will, of the links that we have on our News Talk Radio. This is a Ouija board I've got in front of me here with Victoria Jones. She's at the DC Radio Company. And Rick Jensen, WDEL, in Wilmington. Rich McFadden is at the studios in Radio America in Washington. And so we're looking at these stories, or talking about the story, not looking at them because of radio. You want to look at them, go to talkers.com. You can see the list there anytime you'd like. The number 10 item, holiday movies. I'm going to go backwards now. I started with the two top ones. The whole business of Star Wars, and we were just talking about this during the break. It's critic proof. It's going to do 200 million or close to it this weekend, and it's the end. It wraps up a lot of stuff. But you think Disney, now that it owns this property, isn't going to keep Star Wars going? Of course it is. They'll dream up some other way of using the Star Wars theme, create new things. Maybe they can talk about the life of Yoda. Those little child Yoda.
Look at the Disney streaming app.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah, all that stuff is going to be fine.
But isn't it striking, though, that even Steven Spielberg went out and did this rather dull and occasionally amusing video just slamming The Rise of Skywalker?
All right, anyway, Jimmy Kimmel had all the stars of Star Wars on earlier this week. It was a wonderful. I'm not a fan necessarily of him in general, but it was a wonderful, just a great, warm experience to see them all there together, and especially Anthony, what's his face, that plays C-3PO. The audience loved him.
He's so great.
He's the only one. He was in the first one in 1970. He's been doing that for 42 years. That's all I've done for 42 years is play C-3PO.
Cool.
Imagine that and how it goes back. I remember fondly seeing Star Wars in 1977. It was really a fabulous experience. It really was. And still are.
You watched it in your crib?
Was it in my crib?
That's when you watched it in 77.
My son was in the crib at that time.
Oh.
Matter of fact. Let's see. The British election. And I need Victoria on this because I'm going bananas. I think this guy is such a buffoon, and he's. What am I missing here about the suicidal race against the clock and against Europe and against the world? What do they have up their sleeve that the average person doesn't know about that makes people think they're going to be okay after they lose their biggest trading partner?
They're not.
They're not what?
This was going to happen, and
they're
I'll
not what?
Tell you
what
why.
Does it mean? They're not what? They're not
going to
lose their.
They're not
biggest
going
trading
to be
market?
Okay.
No,
particularly
they
since
okay.
He's going to do this hard Brexit in 1 year. But I can tell you why he won. One of the reasons he won big was because a lot of voters stayed home, not because a lot of voters stayed out, came out for him, because people don't like Boris Johnson and they don't trust Boris Johnson, but they absolutely hate Jeremy Corbyn. For numerous reasons, including that he's the worst candidate
in the history of Canada.
So the same thing as here in the United States.
Yeah, thank you. Let's talk philosophically about this for a
minute.
How is it that we get these? Is it that we get what we deserve? We have all these horrible leaders, these people that go to jail, the people that work around these people that are really bad dudes.
It's the pendulum. And the pendulum swung so far one way, and now it's swung back the other. And for some reason, I don't know why, it's not swinging back yet. It always does. It always does. The pendulum always
does. It's not going to. And what's so interesting, I mean, Labour is divided among itself, as the Democratic Party is. And if Labour can't sort itself out, it's going to be in obscurity, in darkness for maybe a decade, maybe 2 decades.
Very discouraging.
And they're throwing Jeremy Corbyn out unceremoniously. He was ripped a new one for 20 minutes the day after the election by a defeated member of parliament who'd come in to clear out her desk. Yes, you do it the day after. But the people who are running for leadership are also on the left. They need a more moderate leader, because that's where the electorate is right now.
That's right, and you
they
see that in America
left,
as well.
They're moderate.
All right, hold on. 28 past the hour.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr emphasized the religious foundation of our nation. He said religious liberty is the scaffolding of a free government. Well, Mr. Barr is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own views, but seek to silence the religious voice.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's time to continue with our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, thanks to the research done at Talkers Magazine, as I've said many times, and will say probably many times in the years that will come down the pike. It's a great way for you to understand what's going on. A lot of people love this format. I looked at some of the numbers as I love to do because I've been in this business a long time, and the numbers are holding up. And you'd expect that. The impeachment is one reason, but the election and the attention to that sort of thing. But then there's so many other things that are going on in the world that are worth our attention, worth talking about, so many fabulous things. This Russian spy ship is number 7 this week on the countdown. Back to Boris Yeltsin and the balsam that he's got. He's basically thumbing his nose. And apparently this ship has, this is not the first trip for this ship to be in, off of the coast. It's just outside, right, the international waters. So what are they looking at? Are they just there to taunt us? Just say they're there because they can be there. What's the real, anybody got any insight into this?
Yeah, it's not the first time they've done it. The Military Times has an interesting article about it. They do such great reporting. And U.S. Northern Command and the Coast Guard have been tracking it. It's a spy ship with electronic surveillance gear. Hello. And apparently it's an
Jacksonville. National anthem.
That's Bernie Sanders' campaign theme. I can hear it.
And, NORAD and NORTHCOM have been conducting air and maritime operations, and this it's called the Viktor Leonov, and it's quite a naughty ship. It did it in 2017.
Naughty. And what, is again, it, what makes it naughty?
It was far from the coast then in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Near Connecticut.
Yeah. Well, that's where that's the sub base.
Think about this.
Groton. Yeah.
NORAD is simultaneously going to be following
watching
a Russian
Santa Claus
sub and Santa Claus.
That's
why they get confused up and bomb Santa Claus.
They call it the Santa sub.
Okay, perfect. All right, so next up on the list here are our relations with China. And I can't help but think of the fact that I'm sort of shocked that they even carried the debate between the candidates, and so they pulled the plug on it when they got to what, Rick, you were talking. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL, by the way. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden at Radio America. Doug Steffen. So what did you say they pulled the plug at what point in the debate when they were talking about China, right? Something to do with China?
When Buttigieg was asked about that, he started talking about China, and they pulled a plug. But I got to get back to what you asked. Why would they broadcast in the first place when you know China is going to be coming up in the conversation?
Right. Well, maybe they're getting are trusting their people. Maybe people are clamoring for it. You know, the Chinese, the citizenry of China is changing dramatically in what they want. And the government, that was one of the things, Victoria, that came out in that Epoch Times event that we went to the week before in Washington, when the subject matter came around to what the biggest problem was in China. And the biggest problem in China are the Chinese people. The government is worried, very concerned, about whether they can keep the lid on it, and they can't. They won't be able to because there's too many people over there. There's too much access to information now. There are too many Chinese traveling outside the country to do business. It's not going to, it can't last the way that
they have internal disputes within the Chinese Communist Party, around the middle of the Chinese Communist Party, and that's one of their other big worries.
I don't think that there's much freedom of information there as you think there might be. I think that there are people that travel out of the country.
Freedom of information, but
With Google actively working with the Chinese government because they want in China, and the Chinese government says, we'll let you be here, but here are the rules, and you play by our rules.
Yeah. The Googlers are, those two guys, Sergey, what's the other guy's name? You look at them,
Bob,
their body language, they're bad dudes. They're not, I don't see them as good Americans. I see them as...
Well, they're in it for the cash.
Opportunists.
You know?
Yeah, that's all. So
Google will become a United States-owned utility within the next decade, I predict.
Really?
What about the NBA? I mean, I think that is also an outrage, saying, oh, yeah, well, we really have to support China because we have billions of dollars invested in China.
Because they're cowards,
China, they are.
To be fair to the NBA, it did change its stance. It did. It said it initially, but it did change its stance after the backlash. So you have to give that little bit of credit. But it's not just the NBA. Over Hong Kong, Marriott changed its website. China cracks down on all these companies, American and from other countries, if they recognize Hong Kong or Taiwan as independent countries, and then these companies change their websites.
Yeah, perfect. All right. As an aside, one of the things that we don't have in the top 10 this week is the status of the Boeing 737 MAX. I thought it was very interesting. Boeing made a big deal out of trying to get attention away from that by announcing this week they're going to launch the first test capsule up to the International Space Station. It's called the Starliner. and good. I mean, I'm happy to have them do all that, but boy, they better be, they're going to lay off. They've stopped making those planes. They have 400 of them sitting on the ground in Seattle and a couple of other airports out there because nobody's taking them because they can't fly them. I can't imagine this is going to help them in the future. It really, I mean, there's so much money there, but they have lost, they've written off already $8 billion in losses because of this, and people are in droves ordering Airbuses. The single aisle, they're ordering lots of double aisle. The Airbus is a good single-aisle plane. Nobody likes the double-aisle Airbuses, so that's why the 787 and 777 do so well. But it's really pretty amazing how this thing is being booted around by this company and how these people have kept their jobs. Woof. All right,
well, if you don't mind, I'd love to get your opinion. Do you think that Boeing is being truthful when they say, oh, no one will lose their job?
No. I think there are a lot of people there that should leave. Oh, you mean the 30,000 workers in the plant that makes 737?
Yeah, the layoffs.
Well, what they're doing is they have a lot of people, especially the European carriers, have converted their orders from 737s into 787s and 777s. So they're changing, they're moving some of those people over to the assembly lines for the 787s become a very popular mid-range, wide-aisle plane. It's capable of doing about 7,000 miles, very economic, very comfortable plane. So they're making a lot of those. But the 737, I think you're going to see the 737 just go away. I don't think they can keep... they're going to have to come up with some other single aisle. They have wrought... The destruction that has come from this is because of their own greed. The first 737 hit the air in 1967. There is not another plane around by any other commercial aircraft manufacturer that was first flying in 1967. The 757s came after the 747 was developed and flew first in the late 60s. That's gone. The 757, which was introduced in the early 70s, that's gone. The 767 was introduced in the middle 70s. That's gone. So what you've got...
there's plane talk for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You always love
tune in next week for more airline talk.
Plane talk with
Steph.
Pilot.
Okay. All right. Next up. Okay. The number four thing is the Obamacare. I talked about this on the DJV show, and it sort of landed like a thud. Nobody seemed to get the impact of this, but I see it's number four. This week, the Medicare ruling, a huge part of it is unconstitutional. And that, because maybe of the debates and maybe the impeachment that got lost in translation, but it is, as you said, Victoria, huge. Why do you say it's huge?
Well, It was the Fifth Circuit, which is a conservative circuit, but Fifth right. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the ACA's individual mandate is unconstitutional. But what the court didn't say is how much of the rest of the law should fall along with it. And what it did was it threw that question back to a lower court to think about. And that was Judge Reed O'Connor, who's a pretty conservative judge. And he said last year the individual mandate was unconstitutional since 2017.
Right.
Now,
there's a law professor at Harvard that said the same thing. He said, I don't know how it's taken them this long to come up with this. Requiring that people have health care is not constitutional. You can't require anybody to have anything like this. It's a good idea.
2017, let's remember that Congress split the mandate from the rest of the law. And so Congress does think that it can be split according to the friends of Obamacare. And the Fifth Circuit agreed with that and said that this judge had not given enough weight to that and said that he'd relied too much on the older history. So he'd gone back to 2010, they said. He'd not looked at the more recent rulings in 2017. So basically, we're back where we started. The mandate is a goner. We all know that. And the question now is the rest of the law. And we know it's going to go to the Supreme Court, which is a Trump Supreme Court. Mostly don't know about the Chief Justice, who made the definitive ruling in the last Obamacare case. So we really don't know. A number of things could happen. But what is going to happen about pre-existing conditions? And that is a big piece, and that's very popular with voters.
Here are the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of December the 16th to the 20th. I'm Doug Steffen with number 10. I'm here with all 10 of them. We'll go through from number 10 to number 1. The movies, the holiday movies that are around, lots of excitement. And we always have interest in movies this time of year. What's going on in India with the protests, number 9. British election aftermath is number 8. The Russian spy ship is number 7. Relationships with China, number 6. A lot of these are standbys because they really get overpowered by the top 2 or 3 on the list here. Immigration reform, number 5. Number 4, Obamacare ruled unconstitutional. The mandate, you cannot require people to have health insurance. Number 3, the heat wave in Australia. They are having a heat wave, causing a lot of fires and stuff. Number 2, the presidential debate, or the race for presidency in the Democratic debate, I guess is more appropriate, and the impeachment hearings and the vote on the impeachment. Number 1 this week on the story list from talkers.com. Giant Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. A focus on losing weight is Kalotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural, that is actually built around collagen protein, which is a very important ingredient to our health and well-being. Who discovered that? How did that come about?
Well, our founders and owners were nurses, so they were wanting something that would help people lose weight safely. You don't really need to be taking drugs and stimulants, especially if you have underlying health conditions going on. So they developed Kalotren. So if you've been listening to this for a while, you know this just comes around a few times a year, but it's unlimited, buy three, get 3 free on the website, calitrin.com, or you can call us, 1-800-325-4366.
The success stories are there as well. Read about them. Absorb the information. Buy 3, get 3 free. Free shipping with a DJV code. Go to calitrin.com. Use the discount code DJV. On the people list for this week, the list, there's no real surprise here when you understand that the stories, the top 10 stories are always connected to the people list or vice versa. So Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 10, Boris Johnson number 9, and then we have our, we have the rogues gallery of candidates, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Mayor Pete, Joe Biden, and the list goes on. Adam Schiff, important to the impeachment proceedings. He's number 4. Mitch McConnell, number 3. Nancy Pelosi, number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the hit parade in more ways than one. So I guess we'll move into the new year with a will he or won't he scenario. Is Donald Trump president-elect a year from now? We'll find out. You can follow it all every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You want to repeat that? I think Richie's married to a wonderful lady who is Venezuelan.
Colombian.
No, she's Colombian, excuse me.
Good Lord, man. Don't let her hear you say that.
I won't let her hear. Tell Jan that I apologize. Yeah. Don't let her hear.
Nothing wrong with Venezuelans. We have many Venezuelans.
Right. So anyway, the mother-in-law, I remember meeting when I think I met her the night I stayed at your house. Mm-hmm. I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Anyway, she doesn't speak a lick of English. And so...
During the impeachment proceedings the other night when we were home watching on TV and the kids were in and out of the room, we were all watching, my mother-in-law, who is Hispanic, who voted for Obama the first time, cannot wait to support Trump in the election coming up. Mm-hmm. She is so upset with these whole shenanigans, and I just find it so interesting that a usually voting Democrat, Obama, she voted for Obama once, is as upset about these proceedings as the in-house right-winger that I am.
It's money. All right, so look at the people list here, and you'll see kind of the reflection of what you've just said in a manner of speaking. At number 10, Pukin Putin. Number 9 is Boris Johnson. Then the rest of the list, from 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, all of them, 1. I mean, Trump is number 1 as usual, but Pelosi, McConnell, Schiff, Kevin McCarthy, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. It's an embarrassment that we, in this country, and I hold the news media accountable for this. You, Victoria loves to argue that point with me. But the irresponsibility of the factless news media, the feckless and factless news media, isn't the news media at all. It's they want to run things. And their mindset is, and that's how they're being taught in a lot of these journalism schools. The impact of journalism is not facts, the definition of the truth is lost, I think. It is on me with this bunch anyway. All right, thanks, Victoria and Rick and Richie for being here. This is the News Talk Roundup here at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour. Our job here, Victoria, is for you to go through the top five items from the world of technology this past week, and we'll figure out how it impacts all of us. I think the first one, number five, from the far side, is quite entertaining. And now that it's online, what's the scoop?
Yeah, a lot more people will get to experience the Far Side. To mark the 40th anniversary of the iconic comic strip, The Far Side, they actually now, finally, after many, many years, they have a website. It's thefarside.com. And so this was a syndicated cartoon from 1980 to 1995. It was created and still is written by Gary Larson. And so he will be posting new comics in the year 2020. And he has been reluctant to go online, but essentially there were so many unauthorized websites really run just by fans, but he had to kind of go after all of them because they were copyright infringement. They were using his stuff without permission. So now he has all of the control, and he's hoping that by having this new website that it will temper the impulses of the infringement inclined, is how he says it. And so he's got more security and things like that, so online cybersecurity. So he said he's happy now to be online, but he said he's also a little bit nervous about it, but it'll be a fun place for people to go and read some of the archives and to see some new cartoons from the Far Side.
Why do you suppose he'd be concerned about it? It's very popular. I'm sure he'd do very well with it. Number four is a focus on e-bikes and what's going to be selling well in the next 10 years or so.
The next decade is predicted to be defined by a revolution of battery-powered transportation, whether it's an electric car, electric bike, electric scooter. But Deloitte, which has just released their annual technology, media, and telecommunications predictions, they expect 130 million e-bikes to be sold between 2020 and 2023 in the U.S. alone. Now, that's a huge, huge number. Of course, you know, e-bike sales in cities have been increasing pretty rapidly. This is not something that they expect will be taking place in more urban suburban areas. This is more for cities and suburbs. They said e-bike sales jumped 91% between 2016 and 2017, and then another 72% from 2017 to 2018. It reached $143 million in sales, and it's only expected to just keep getting bigger and bigger. So look to see lots more of the e-bikes on the roads.
There you go. Number three, Apple has some news for you.
Apple News, which is their news service, they have locked down a deal with ABC News to provide live coverage of the upcoming 2020 presidential election, as well as future primary and general debates. The announcement comes only a few days after the DNC said that it would be participating and partnering with Apple News for its February 7th, 2020 debate in New Hampshire. That's going to be a big one. Apple's collaboration with ABC News is expected to roll out at that same time, so users will be able to access video clips and live streams of the debate, along with 2020 election coverage, which will be big. Now, Apple is not just partnering with ABC News. In the past, they've already partnered with Fox News, Vox Media, and Axios to cover the 2018 midterms. So this is just part of their expansion into, I think, more to make themselves a little more of a legitimate and organized news place and a source for people to use, which I think is great.
So many sources. Where do you go for the real story?
Well, and that's exactly what their point is. They really want it to be, it's not opinion-based. This is just factual news coverage, live streams, things like that. So you're not going to hear talking heads.
Thank you.
You're just going to be actually seeing whatever's happening is happening.
All right, this number two story is really pretty spooky.
If you have a Ring or a Nest Cam, listen up, because this is the kind of stuff that we're hearing more and more of. So, obviously, home security cameras are supposed to give you peace of mind, surveil your property, allow you to see who's coming to your front door, things like that. But this one family, the LeMay family, have gone public with pretty much what their Ring camera story has become a nightmare. Ashley LeMay bought a Ring security camera during a Black Friday sale for the bedroom where all three of her daughters sleep, and the camera allowed her to watch her girls, speak to them through her smartphone while she worked night shifts, and someone hacked into it, and a man's voice said to the girls, "I'm your best friend, I'm Santa Claus," and their 8-year-old daughter screamed, obviously was completely shaken up by this. And the whole reason this happened, this is not a breach of security on Ring's part, it's because they obviously used the same username and password that they've used on other online accounts. It's just, you have to stop doing this. People more and more are going to learn about it.
All right, number one, the FCC and a new suicide hotline.
Yep, new suicide hotline will be released next year. It's going to be 988, just like 911, but this will connect you directly to the country's nationwide suicide hotline, 988.
Only for people who are on suicide watch. Yep. All right, good list. Thank you, Victoria Keelan, here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. More bloodshed in Chicago. A dispute among people attending a memorial for a person murdered earlier this year last night led to shots fired during a house party that wounded 13 people, four of them critically. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says city residents have a role to play in reducing violence.
That is the only way that we're going to bring down violence across our city, is if people come together and step up and say that they're not going to tolerate this kind of bloodshed at any time of the year, particularly in the holiday season.
Meanwhile, in Baltimore, two men opened fire on a crowd outside a store, wounding seven people around 1:45 Sunday morning. Officers arrived to find four victims. Another three had checked themselves into the hospital. At least three of the victims are teenagers. Police say they don't have a motive for the attack, and they're searching for the suspects. Baltimore is experiencing one of its most violent years on record, more than 330 homicides so far this year, in addition to other violent crimes. The White House is trying to make the case. Speaker Nancy Pelosi's put herself in an untenable position by stalling the House passed articles of impeachment against President Trump. Pelosi is delaying sending the charges in hopes of shaping the Senate trial, but a senior administration official suggests that Pelosi will soon relent. On ABC's This Week Sunday, Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says if Mr. Trump wants witnesses to testify in a Senate impeachment trial, he'd be okay with that.
I will support the president in the type of trial he wants and the types of witnesses he wants to bring. But again, I also think it'd be totally appropriate to have the House put on their case, the president put on his case, and then decide what we're going to do after that point.
The trial could start in January after senators return from holiday recess. Protesters, angered by India's new citizenship law, defied a ban against demonstrations on Sunday. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The latest and final installment of the Star Wars saga blasted into theaters this weekend, and while the Force remains strong at the box office, it's not quite as strong as when it awoke.
The Force will be with you. Always.
Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker earned more than $175 million in its debut, more than 2.5 times what the next 10 movies earned combined.
We've passed on all we know.
Still, that was well off 2015's The Force Awakens, which took in nearly $250 million. But while The Rise of Skywalker didn't get great reviews, they weren't nearly as bad as the ridicule heaped on Cats.
Tonight is a magical night.
It made just $6.5 million in its opening weekend.
Come on.
Finishing at number 4 behind Jumanji, The Next Level, and Frozen 2. I'm Ben Thomas.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Queen Elizabeth II attended church near her royal retreat as husband Prince Philip spent his second night in a London hospital.
Palace officials have not provided an update on the 98-year-old prince's condition following the announcement on Friday who's being admitted to hospital as a precautionary measure due to pre-existing condition. It's not clear if Philip will be released in time to join the rest of the royal family for Christmas at Sandringham, the Queen's country estate in Norfolk. The Queen has not altered her holiday routine and went to church on Sunday as normal, joined by her son, Prince Edward. Zaria Shakili, London.
Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani appears to have won a narrow re-election victory in September's balloting. Head of the Election Commission says preliminary results show Ghani got 50.64% of the vote. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to...
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist, a good guy. At Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Tom.
Hey folks, up first this time around the second half of a Christmas episode of Bing Crosby's Philco Radio Time. And later we offer up a New Year's themed offering from the long-running CBS Western series, Gunsmoke. This next series is pretty much directly the result of the advent of magnetic tape recording. After World War II, the new recording method, primarily invented by the Germans, came to the U.S. In place of transcription vinyl and wire, it utilized magnetic tape, which made recording much easier. At the time, Crosby was the host of the Kraft Music Hall on NBC, and he wanted to shift from live to pre-recording the program to allow him to edit out the parts that lagged, and more importantly, free him up for his performance tours and film work. NBC and sponsor Kraft Foods refused, and after some legal wrangling, Bing was able to switch networks. His new home, ABC, and sponsor Philco, the Philadelphia Storage Battery Company, was fine with pre-recording Crosby's show. And it became one of radio's first transcribed network series. In 1948, it also was the first show to be recorded on Ampex tape machines. At the end of our previous show, we were in the midst of a Philco Radio Time Christmas episode. And as we resume, we're about to hear what became an annual tradition, the presentation of the Charles Caswell holiday play known as The Small One. This is from December 24th, 1947.
We now present Charles Caswell's Christmas play, The Small One. A story for those who like Christmas and small donkeys. The same winter sun that dances on the winter snows up north sprawls indolently at ease in the thick white dust of El Camino del Norte, Old Mexico. A passerby, weary from the heat, has paused to rest in the cool, dripping shade of a pepper tree and has dropped off to sleep. He's suddenly awakened by the shrill voice of Pablo, aged 10, who stands with bare brown legs wide apart in the center of the road and bitterly addresses a small, discouraged, disreputable donkey.
A donkey? A donkey you call yourself a stupid old fine animal with four stout legs, one on each corner. A most splendid tail to shoo off the flies, and a most handsome head stuck in the front to point the way you're going. I see. And what use do you make of this excellent equipment the good God has given you? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You're a disgrace to all the donkeys of Mexico, of all the world, of all...
Pablo.
See? Oh, buenos dias. I did not know that...
What's all the commotion here, young man? What has the poor beast done that you should be so angry?
But nothing.
Well, then why are you...
Then that is all he wants to do, ever. Here it is, but 2 days until Christmas, when a load of wood could be sold in the village to buy gifts and a candle. But does that matter to this one? No, he cares for nothing, but nothing.
Well, a donkey's a donkey, Pablo. They're all the same.
But why? Why of all beasts should a donkey be so stubborn?
Stubborn? Oh, no, Pablo, that's wrong.
But he's always...
I know. Everyone says they are. They curse them and they belabor their backs with sticks and they call them stupid, but that's because they don't know the truth about little donkeys.
The truth?
Yes. It's really not stubbornness, but pride that makes small donkeys so, well, so aloof. No wind, sun, rain, pain, or adversity can touch them. You see, their pride is a shield against all the discomforts man or the elements can offer.
But what has a donkey to be proud of?
Oh, a great deal, Pablo. Bring your small beast over here in the shade, and I'll explain.
Come along, Cupido.
Listen. Listen, Pablo, do you hear that? Only a small donkey can make that sound with his hoofs as he walks on the stones of the road. No other beast can do it. Sit down. Sit down, my son.
Si, senor.
Now, as I was saying, people are all wrong about small donkeys. A very long time ago, a great honor came to one of them, an honor so great that it lifted him and all his descendants to an exalted place. A place that you or I or all the world might envy. Ever since that time, every small donkey has been content to stand and drowse in the sun or the shade. For he alone of all animals, of all men, has already fulfilled his destiny.
His destiny,
yes,
senor?
Yes. You see, once upon a time, there was a small donkey. He was 14 unhappy years old, and he had worked hard and long for at least twice 14 masters. He was battered and scarred, and he presented a most distressful appearance. His tail was naught but a piece of limp rope unraveled down at the end. One of his ears stood straight up like a cactus plant, while the other hung drooping like a wilted cabbage leaf. His off hind leg had a decided stiffness.
What was his name?
They called him the Small One. His latest master was a woodcutter who also owned four younger, and therefore stronger donkeys, but Small One was the special charge of the woodcutter's son. It was the boy who saw to it that Small One always had dry straw for his bed, and that the load of wood to be carried to the town was not too heavy for Small One's aging back. One day the woodcutter called his son to him. He said,
"Son?"
"Yes, father."
"I have a task for you to do in the town, son."
"A load of wood?"
"No. I wish you to take this donkey, the one you call the small one, to a shop just inside the town gates. I have already spoken to the owner. He will give you a piece of silver in exchange for the beast."
"You mean... Oh, you don't mean you're going to sell small one?"
"He can no longer do his share of the work. Even when carrying half the load the other donkeys carry, his worn-out legs tremble and his sides work like a bellows."
"But he'll be strong as the others soon. Well, you wait and see. Give him a few weeks..."
"Enough. An old donkey is of little use. One day he might drop dead on us up in the hills, a total loss. Better to take a piece of silver and say good riddance to the beast. You will start at once. You hear?"
"Yes. Yes, father."
"The shop you will take him to is the second one on the left as you pass through the gates in town."
"The second? But that's the tanner's."
"And what of that? The small one's hide is old, but it will make good leather."
"But he's been faithful. He's worked hard. He's done his best. And you can't sell him to the tanners to be killed."
"Come now. I'll have no tears. No crying over a miserable donkey. Hurry, be off with you. And take good care not to lose that piece of silver on the way home."
And so Pablo, the small boy and the small donkey began their sorrowful journey into town. The boy was heartbroken. He cried for a while. And then he tried desperately to think of some way to save his friend. The sound of the small one's hoofs on the road seemed to say over and over again, "Going to the tanner's, going to the tanner's." Suddenly it came to the boy's mind that there was a horse market in the town. If he could sell small one to some new and kind master, the little donkey would still live, and yet the father would also have his piece of silver. Well, it was early afternoon when the boy and the small one passed through the town gates and down the narrow, twisted streets to the marketplace.
"And what about this fine animal, my friend? The mare whose sire was so famous that none of the princes ever sat his back. Strong of limbs, strong of wind. Who'll start the bid at 50?
50!
50 it is. Who'll make it 51? Come, my friends. Are you going to let such an animal go for so paltry a sum?"
Please, sir, would you like to buy a fine donkey?"
"What? What'd you say, boy?"
"This small donkey, he's for sale. I'm strong and willing. The price is very cheap. But what piece..."
"No, I don't want to buy a donkey. Be off with you."
Six spears to me. That's more like it. Do I hear 62? Will someone say 62? Come, my friend. You'll never again get such a fine horse for so little cash. Look at the proud head. See the flowing mane."
"Excuse me, please. This small donkey's for sale. Would you..."
"What is it you want, boy?"
"This fine animal. He can be bought for only one piece of silver. Isn't that a great saving? They're bidding 60 for the horse, and I know he can't do half the work a small one. Look, he's very..."
"Go tempting. Away. Don't bother me."
"Well, but he's..."
"Go away, or I'll take a stick to both your backs. And now, my friend, I'm..."
"83 once, 83 twice, sold for 83 pieces of silver. You've made a fine bargain, my friend. Now, who has the next animal for sale? Step up."
"Please, sir, would you try to sell this small donkey?"
"Go away, boy."
"Oh, but he's a very valuable animal. He's not nearly as old as he looks. It's just because he's worked so hard. And here, the one that doesn't stand up straight as a donkey should. Well, that was the fault of a careless master, not his own. He eats very little, and he's terribly strong."
"This is a horse market, boy. We've no time to waste on donkeys."
"But a small donkey would take such a small time."
All right, my boy, if you insist. My friends, a great bargain I have to offer you. The proud owner terms it a donkey, but it appears to me to be an animated pile of shaking bones."
"It's not."
"You can see how the moths have been at the hide. And the tail, is it a tail? Or is it the stub of a broom worn out from sweeping the courtyard? A true museum piece, my friends. Moldy with age and loose in the joints."
He is not.
"Ah, but it is not seemly to laugh, my friends, because the owner assures me that this animal is fine enough to share a stall with the king's horses."
Stop! You shouldn't make fun of him. Maybe he's not as handsome as your animals, but he's better. He's a lot better. Small one deserves to be in a king's stable.
All right, boy. Take your donkey and move along. We've got business to attend to. Hurry up, off with you. Now that we've had our fun and disposed of the king's donkey, my friends, I want to call your attention to these two fine Arabs.
And so the boy and the little beast left the marketplace, Pablo. The hours were slipping swiftly by, and the boy knew he must start soon for home, and that he must have the piece of silver to give to his father. He tried stopping people on the street. He inquired from door to door, but no one wanted to buy a small, tired donkey. The sun was sinking fast when he came at last back to the town gates, and he stood before the tanner's door. The boy's face was tear-streaked. The small one's head drooped so low that his limp ear almost touched the ground. The boy said goodbye to his small friend, and he asked forgiveness for what he had to do, and there was understanding in the little donkey's eyes. And then, just as the boy was lifting the latch of the tanner's door, a voice spoke to him.
My son?
Yes? Yes, sir?
I have a great favor to ask. Are you the owner of that small donkey?
Oh, yes, sir.
I have a long journey to make. My wife is not well. I have great need of a strong, gentle animal to carry her safely.
Oh, small one's very strong and very trustworthy.
Yes, I can see. Would you sell him to me?
Yes. Oh, yes, sir. But for one piece of silver.
One piece of silver?
Is that too much, sir?
Too much? Oh, no. A very reasonable price for such a beautiful animal.
He's not very beautiful, but he's good.
Yes, yes, I can see that. I'll be kind to him. I promise you that.
Well, then he'll work so hard to please you.
Here's your piece of silver. Come, small one.
Do you mind if I come as far as the town gates? You see, the small one and
not
I...
Not at all. You'll want to say goodbye to him, of course. You can do that while I see my wife safely on his back. Here we are. Easy, small one.
Goodbye, small one. You must be very faithful, and it isn't forever, you know. When I grow up and earn many pieces of silver, I'll buy you back, and you'll have a fine stable and nothing to do at all but sleep and eat. Won't that be nice, small one?
All right, my son. We're ready to go.
Late, traveler.
Yes, soldier?
I must make out the record before you can pass through the town gates. Who are you?
My name is Joseph.
And your wife?
They call her Mary.
Your destination?
Bethlehem.
Pass.
Come, small one. Goodbye, son.
Goodbye. Goodbye, small one. Be gentle and sure of foot. And carry her safe to Bethlehem.
Pablo, the small one, traveled the many weary miles to Bethlehem. There in a stable which became a king's stable, he saw a king born. A king of men, of centuries of life, of death. Yes, the small one's tired old eyes saw the shepherds and the wise men who came to pay homage to his small master. And he heard the voices of angels rejoicing, singing. Singing the very same notes his hoofs had rung out on the stones of the road. And then it came to pass that all those who had laughed at his ragged coat, his limping gait, and his drooping ear, they all envied the small one, for he was part of a great miracle. It was a long, long time ago, Pablo, my son, but today all small donkeys stand and they dream, especially at Christmas time, they dream of the small one. Small one of Bethlehem.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
December 24th, 1947, beginning the previous year with the first Philco Radio Time Christmas show. Tazewell's holiday play, The Small One, became an annual tradition. One of his best-known stories, The Littlest Angel, was adapted for the family theater, hosted and narrated by Oscar winner Loretta Young. The Littlest Angel would also be adapted a number of times for the big screen, both live-action and animated. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, we'll shift genres and return with the landmark Western program, Gunsmoke. Known as Puckett's New Year, it begins right after this.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr emphasized the religious foundation of our nation. He said religious liberty is the scaffolding of a free government. Well, Mr. Barr is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own views, but seek to silence the religious voice.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. For generations of television viewers, the 6'7" James Arness was the definitive Marshall Matt Dillon. Ah, but first it was all about the voice. And that voice belonged to William Conrad, one of radio's most talented and busiest performers. He debuted as the Dodge City Marshal in the spring of 1952. The television version with Arness as Dillon didn't come along until 3.5 years later. While Arness's co-stars were Dennis Weaver as Chester, Amanda Blake as Kitty, and Milburn Stone as Doc, Conrad was joined by Parley Bear, Georgia Ellis, and Howard McNear. In this holiday broadcast, you'll also hear Ralph Moody and James Nusser. Puckett's New Year is from January 1st, 1956.
Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gun Smoke, starring William Conrad. The transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely. Chester and I were about 30 miles from Dodge when we ran into the buffalo hunters' camp. We'd been holed up for 2 days in a deserted sod hut, taking cover from one of the worst blizzards in years. But it was over now, and a warm, dry Chinook blew out of the west, down off the Rockies and across the prairie into Kansas. It was Chester who saw the camp first, a pile of buffalo hides half covered by snow, and the skeleton of a wagon, its canvas torn and shredded by the blizzard. The camp was silent as we rode up. We got on.
There ain't nary a soul here, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, maybe the men got caught out on the prairie when the blizzard hit and couldn't get back.
It sure does look that way.
I don't know how that team is still alive with nothing but that wagon for protection.
They don't look none too lively.
You sure can't blame them.
Get your hands up, what? Both of you. What?
You better do what the old man says, Chester.
He was hiding in the wagon.
Come over here. Closer.
This your camp, mister?
Of course it's my camp. Now you two drop them guns.
Now we got our hands up. Isn't that enough?
You do what I say. I ain't taking no chances. I ain't going to get left here again.
Left?
You're going to hitch up that team and you're going to take me into Dodge. You ain't running off like Jed Lerner.
Who's Jed Lerner?
He's my skinner.
Oh, why did he leave you?
Well, he seen that blizzard coming and didn't want to take any chances, so he rode off. He's probably been in Dodge all the time, warm and cozy.
Oh, why didn't you go with him?
I twisted my leg and my foot so I can't ride a horse, that's why. Lerner figured driving the wagon beat too slow.
You mean he left you here to freeze?
Yeah, and I'll kill him when I find him. And I'll kill you if you don't drive me to Dodge.
Now, here, he's a U.S. Marshal, mister. He ain't gonna leave you out here. Marshal?
Yeah, that's right. Now, why don't you put down that rifle and tell us who you are?
Well, all right. My name's Ira Puckett, Marshal. I'm usually up north following the Republican herd, but I come south this year. I'm getting old, and I thought it'd be warmer down here.
You sure made a mistake about that, didn't you?
You'll get me into Dodge, won't you?
Sure, of course we will.
Foot I twisted, I don't feel nothing in it. Must be froze.
Huh? Well, it could be.
I'll kill Jed Lerner for this.
You forget about that, Puckett. I'm not taking you back to Dodge just so you can hang.
I'll forget it. Till I find him.
Is he, Doc?
Oh, he'll be all right, Matt. In time.
Well, then his foot wasn't so bad after all, huh?
He didn't have much foot left when I got through him.
Oh.
But he'll be able to walk with a cane. But his buffalo hunting days are over.
How does he know that?
I told him. Ira Puckett's a proud man, Matt. A little too proud.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, what he hated most about this Jed Lerner leaving him on the prairie wasn't the fact that he might have died, but that he was helpless. A man like Puckett can't stand being helpless.
Yeah, I see.
So now, all crippled up, he's a better man, Matt.
Well, he'll get over it, Doc. A man can get used to most anything in time.
I've got my doubts about Puckett, though. Well, you know that ornery old goat? He won't even admit how old he is.
Oh, how old would you guess, Don?
Oh, he's past 70 anyway. He's in the back there if you want to see him.
All right.
I'll come with you.
Oh, hello, Puckett.
Marshal.
How you feeling?
Doc tell you what he done to me?
Yeah.
He ruined my foot.
I saved your life, Puckett.
I ain't sure I'm grateful, Doc.
You're going to be all right, Puckett. You're going to be able to get around.
Yeah, like old woman. What am I going to do for a living? I ain't one of you city people. I live off the country. I always have. I'm a man, not a dude.
You'll get used to town life. And you'll find men here, too.
What kind of men? Walking around all slickered up, parting the hair in the middle, bound to the ladies. Ain't one of them could do half the things I've done. Well, I was living with Comanches when most of them was sniveling in their mother's aprons.
Yeah, I know. But you'll find something to do. I'll help you.
You will, eh?
Well, sure.
Then help me find Jed Larner. Bring him in here so that I can kill him with my bare hands.
What does Larner look like, Puckett?
He's tall, black hair, got a big scar running across one eye and halfway down his right cheek.
All right, I'll try to find him. And if I do, I'll run him out of town before you get to him.
So, can't even trust you, can I?
Not when you want to murder a man. I told you I didn't bring you in so you could hang. The next few weeks, I kept a sharp eye out for Jed Larner. But he must have headed for some other part of the country. Anyway, he never showed up in Dodge. Well, time passed, and Ira Puckett was able to get around a little. First with the help of crutches, and then finally with a cane. But it was obvious his hunting days were over. And that alone seemed to shame him. Then one night, his pride really got a blow. I was at the Long Branch having a beer with Kitty.
Oh, this is a great way to start the new year, Matt.
What do you mean, Kitty?
Well, last year I was hoping maybe I'd be in San Francisco by now.
Oh? You never told me.
What would you have done about it?
Well, nothing, I guess. Why San Francisco?
No blizzards, no dust, no cowboy.
Yeah, but they got fog.
Yeah.
And all those sailors and miners aren't any gentler than these cowboys, you know?
Well, I know. But imagine going to dinner in a carriage, eating off a tablecloth, dancing on a hardwood floor.
You're spoiled, Kitty.
Well, now, how could I got spoiled? Here? Dodge City?
Save your money. You'll get to California someday.
Yeah, sure. If I walk.
Well, a lot of people are gone that way.
Who do you think I am, Sacagawea?
there was a woman.
Yeah.
You know, I always...
What's the matter, Matt?
That man at the bar, he just turned around.
Which man?
The one with the scar down his cheek. I'll be back, Kitty.
Evening, Marshal.
Evening.
What are you staring at me for?
Your name Jed Larner?
And if it is?
How long you been in town, Larner?
About an hour. Something wrong, Marshal?
You remember the big blizzard we had?
Who don't?
We all do, I guess. Especially Ira Puckett.
What?
He didn't die, Larner.
Well, that's fine. I went back looking for him. I wondered where he got to.
Yeah, sure you did.
Well, it's true.
Puckett's here in Dodge, Larner.
He is?
And if he finds you, he'll kill you. But he isn't going to find you because you're leaving right now. And don't show up around here again.
Now, wait, Marshal.
I can't arrest you. I can't put you in jail. But I tell you what I can do.
What?
Suppose I just let everybody here know that you're the man who ran off and left Ira Puckett to die.
No.
You know something? They'd tear you apart, Larner. They'd set you on fire.
Don't say nothing, Marshal. Don't tell him. I'll leave. I'll leave right now.
Well, you got rid of him in a hurry.
I saved him from being shot and Ira Puckett from hanging for it, Kitty.
Oh, that was Jed Lerner.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that ought to hang.
Yeah, he didn't mean to kill the old man, Kitty.
What's the difference?
Well, legally, there's some.
Enough to give Ira his foot back?
Here's your hard to argue with, Kitty.
Why? Because I think straight?
Let's talk about San Francisco, huh?
I've changed my mind. I think I'll go to New York.
Oh?
Marshal Dillon.
Sandra Puckett.
Yeah.
He looks awful mad. Good thing he isn't armed.
God, he can always find a gun, Kitty.
You done it, Marshal. It was you, wasn't it?
You saw Jed Lerner.
Jumped on his horse and rode out of town before I could stop him. And I had to stand there and watch. I didn't even have a rock to throw at him. Why'd you do it, Marshal?
To save you from hanging, Ira.
Well, I'd rather hang and live this way. I wasn't born to become a helpless old man. The least you could have done was let me fight my own battle like I always did out on the plain. You took my manhood away from me, Marshal.
You're living in town now, Ira, among people. Why don't you get used to it?
All right, I will. I'll live like you town people.
Fine. Then why don't you start by getting yourself a job?
I'm going to. I sure am. And it's going to pay me a lot of money, too.
What do you mean by that?
You find out, Marshal, when it's too late.
Act one of our Gunsmoke episode. We'll be back with more right after this.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
That's Bob Bailey, starring as world-weary insurance investigator Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Fabulous Freelance.
Come on now, kid, put it down.
No, because nobody tells me what to do, not when I've got a gun. They're afraid to. That's right.
Fabulous Freelance is regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Yep, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Order Fabulous Freelance today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
This is Drew Ramage with Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week. This week's tip comes from a conversation I had with 2018 World Goose Calling Champion Kyle Jones of Higdon Outdoors. What body language are you looking for in the ducks? Is there flying in or their vocalizations? What are you looking for to tell you what your next move is?
So usually on some ducks, I mean, if they're circling around and they're not, you know, they're not way, way up there. If they're flying around, you can see them tilt their head and look down. Lay a little bit on that call, just like a short little greeting, like a 3 to 4 note greeting. Mm-hmm. And you kind of see them wiggle just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's all it takes to let you know, like, okay, this bird is, I'm able to call it this bird.
Yeah, he's excited to hear that.
Yep.
Next time you're calling to waterfowl, keep this week's tip in mind and remember, the seasons never end.
And now, curtain going up on the second act of Gunsmoke on When Radio Was.
Nice morning, ain't it, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, thanks for that wind we had last night.
Well, it kept me awake.
All night, Chester?
Well, no, sir, I wouldn't say that. About 15 minutes. Hey, look over there by the bank, Mr. Dillon. Ain't that Ira Puckett?
Yeah. That's the first time he's had his team and wagon out.
Where do you reckon he's going?
Right now, he's gone into the bank.
Well, what's he carrying that shotgun for? He can't do no hunting in the bank.
Yes, he can, Chester. Come on.
Mr. Dillon, you don't mean to say old Puckett's going to hold that bank up?
He said last night he's going to start living like town people and get a job and make a lot of money. This could be his idea of how to do it.
You sure couldn't have no other reason to carry that shotgun in there. You going in after him, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's got a shotgun.
I know. Look, Chester, take his team and wagon off somewhere. Lead him around back of the bank, huh? Out of sight. Maybe we can handle this without a chauffeur.
All right.
Hurry it up, Chester. He's coming out.
I'm all gone, Mr. Dillon. Marshal.
Come on out, Puckett. I'm not stopping you.
You better not try it. I can shoot with one hand, Marshal.
Yeah, sure.
Don't you try to follow me. Hey, wait a minute. Wait. Where's my wagon? Where's my team?
You're in a bad fix, Puckett.
Somebody stole them. I can't get away without my team.
No, you can't, Puckett. So you might as well give up.
You've done it. You're behind this, Marshal.
You gonna shoot me?
Why shouldn't I?
Because you're in enough trouble already. And shooting me won't help a bit. You're trapped, Puckett, and there isn't a thing you can do about it. Now, you use your head.
All right. Here. Here's the money. Now, you bring my outfit back. I ain't going to jail, Marshal.
It's like I said, Puckett. Shooting me isn't going to help you. And I'm not going to do a thing about your outfit.
You think you outsmarted me, don't you?
Give it up, Puckett. You're licked.
Yeah, well, I... No. Oh, I can't shoot you, Marshal. Here, take the gun.
Good.
I'm nothing but a helpless old fool. Can't even rob a bank proper.
I'm not sure you really wanted to, Puckett.
What?
All you wanted was to prove something about that manhood you think has been taken away from you. But you sure picked a foolish way to do it.
Yeah, I guess it did. My goodness, I thought he wouldn't never give up, Mr. Dillon.
He didn't have much choice, Chester.
I went in the back way and told the people in the bank to keep out of the way. Want me to take him to jail? Oh, no. I can't stand jail. Please, Marshal.
Lock him up, Chester. I'll return this money and have a talk with Mr. Botkin. I'll be over later.
Let's take a brief intermission. We'll be right back with more right after this.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Gunsmoke on When Radio Was.
I thought I told you to lock him up, Chester.
Well, I started to, Mr. Dillon, but I just couldn't stand the look on him when I got him in the cell.
Ira, you know, it seems to me everybody treats you pretty well.
Yeah, everybody but Jed Larner.
That's true. But Chester and I brought you in. Doc saved your life. I kept you from hanging, and if I hadn't outsmarted you at the bank, you'd probably be lying dead somewhere now. You know, it seems to me everybody's gone to a lot of trouble for an old man full of a lot of foolish pride. What do you think?
I've been thinking, Marshal. Sitting here thinking. You know what? You're right. But it's too late now.
No, it isn't, Aaron.
What?
I explained everything to Mr. Bodkin at the bank, and he's willing to drop any charges against you. But on one condition.
What's that?
Well, to be honest with you, it was my idea, but Mr. Bodkin agreed. You get a job here and quit being so doggone ornery. Otherwise, you're going to go to jail.
Oh, what could I do with this crippled foot?
Well, seeing you're so handy with a shotgun, I think Jim Buck might hire you to ride messenger on the stage.
You think so?
Well, he told me he would.
You went and saw him?
And it doesn't take any walking, Ira. So, how about it, huh?
Well, I never had a job like that. But a man's got to make a change once in a while, lady. And it'll sure be a good way to start the new year.
Thank you. is to have a say in. Never argue with a mule, a cook, or a horse and buggy doctor. Well, next week, an Easterner who never heard that saying comes to Dodge. And he makes the mistake of fighting with the wrong people. He nearly dies as a result of it. But that was the West. Good night.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were Ralph Moody and James Nusser. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Be sure and listen to another transcribed story of the Old West on Gunsmoke next week at this same time.
From January 1st, 1956, that Sanskrit would also be used again to kick off the New Year's 1958 and 1959. Plus, was retold for the Gunsmoke television series. Starring as Puckett in that January 5th, 1957 TV episode was prominent stage actor Edgar Staley. And my question is about him. On Broadway, he originated the role of Dr. Einstein in a hit farcical black comedy from playwright Joseph Kesselring. The opening night cast also included Alan Joslin, Josephine Hull, and Boris Karloff. A further hint. When this play was made into a motion picture directed by Frank Capra, Joslin and Karloff were replaced by Cary Grant and Raymond Massey. I'll name it and then wrap up Grin Radio Was right after this.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection. Now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea.
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for 4 CDs. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code KING99.
Why, it's almost like being in love. It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky, For Sentimental Reasons, A Blossom Fell, and many more. All for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for 4 CDs. Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code KING99 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember promo code KING99 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a Broadway hit play from playwright Joseph Kesselring. The answer is Arsenic and Old Lace. When it was made into a motion picture directed by Frank Capra, instead of original stage leads Alan Joslin and Boris Karloff, the Brewster brothers Mortimer and Jonathan were instead portrayed by Cary Grant and Raymond Massey. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we're out of time, but take a little time and visit the website. It is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.